cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember.
Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are upon the face of this very planet, it is my delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to yet another edition, a very exciting edition, hopefully, of Radio Biafra live uninterrupted transmission on this very day, the 19th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing at very close to 7 minutes past 7 p.m. here in the United Kingdom. We welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of where you are, regardless of where you are domiciled. We do not care which part of the world you live in. The continent does not matter. The country, the town, the city, the village, the hamlet, even the enclosure where you are resident or working at this very precise moment is irrelevant, as long as you are capable of accessing the internet, as long as you are close to CHK 97.6 transmission range, as long as you possess a decoder for satellite signal transmission. You must therefore be able to receive Radio Biafra. Therefore, I welcome each and every one of you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Because Radio Biafra is not like any other radio station that you are likely to come across in your entire life, we ask you therefore to help with the propagation of this very message of redemption, a message of hope, a message of renewal, a message of determination, a message of blessing, a message of restoration. All these things combined together cannot even begin to do justice to what it means to listen to Radio Biafra. It is your responsibility, it is incumbent upon you to let those around you understand what is happening. If you're listening to Radio Biafra underneath your bed, behind your wife's wrapper, if you are hiding behind your children's reading book to be able to listen, you must come out in the open. Biafra is a collective responsibility. It is a responsibility that beholds on each and every one of us to do what we can in whatever way we can do it to ensure that this freedom we are looking for comes. And in that very specific regard, I must thank those of them who has been calling to offer various kinds of help. Our dear brother from China that made a pledge, you have fulfilled your pledge and you are indeed a Biafran of immense repute and recognition. You have given us some of the things that we are looking for. We still need many more. We thank you. We took delivery of those items today and we are very glad that you did. Therefore, we are asking other people as well, if you're capable of doing exactly what this brother did, please you let us know. If you can buy us guns and bullets, you do so. He has just done so. I thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, because this year we must march. Our march must commence this year, but not minding, it is also my responsibility, as you inform those around you, to inform the rest of humanity that we are live and direct, that this is Radio Biafra, that we are broadcasting on CHK 97.6 on FM dial, anywhere you are within Biafra land, because right now we are no longer sure about our signaling range and propagation. Sometimes we think that some places will not be able to get it, but somehow they get it, like those in Okozo. Therefore, please ask your people to try 97.6 wherever they are and see if they're able to receive the signal. Where that does not work, which is most unlikely, in swathes of Biafra land, please ensure that you install satellite receiver for them, because as I said, it's something very secret being contributed to by very few donors, not more than 5 people. Very, very soon we hope that our satellite TV will also be up. We are doing everything humanly possible to saturate the airwaves. We want to saturate the air. Wherever you go to, you will find Biafra there. If you go on television, we are there. On radio, if you come online, anywhere you go to, you will find Radio Biafra. Very, very important. That is why we are doing what we are doing. And Biafra Television must come as well. But in the interim, please, you must continue to support us, because without your support, we could not have accomplished all these things we have accomplished. It is not a miracle. People support, and we do something with their support. And those things will manifest itself between now up until next weekend. Thank you very much, wherever you are, once again, for joining us this Radio Biafra. Please install satellite receiver for your parents and your loved ones in Biafra land. It is very, very critical. For those of you in Awusa Fulani land, those of you that are about to be killed in Ugwa Awusa, you might as well listen to Radio Biafra before you die, because all of you are going to die anyway. So why don't you die in style? You can perish by listening to Radio Biafra, because some of you don't listen. You don't hear. As I want to morning, you fish and tears and all. Some of you don't want to come back home. You don't want to understand that you're about to be killed. But all the same, it will make for very good headlines all over the world that you're being massacred once again. That is if you are remembered at all. That is, if you are remembered, this is Radio Biafra. We must welcome them. Even those of them that are about to die, you know, we welcome each and every one of you. Go and install satellite at least. That way you will know a few days before your death. That will serve you very right. If you're still there and listening to us this evening, you've not made plans to come back, please, you must understand this. You will take responsibility for your own demise when the time comes. Radio Biafra is also online at www.radiobiafra.co. We also happen to be on www.ipob.org. That is Indigenous People of Biafra.org. We are on BiafraTelevision.co. Radio Biafra is on TuneIn. If you have a smartphone that you can Skype on it, you can go onto Facebook, and you can also, I am certain, with every degree of certainty, every Android device, every Windows device, even including Apple as well, must be able to download TuneIn. TuneIn app is found online. Just go to Google, type in TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn, all one word. Go there and download their app. Then search for Radio Biafra and pin it on your screen. Very, very easy. That is how I listen to Radio Biafra as well. Go to TuneIn and download it. If you are lost, just go to Google and type in. Somebody inboxed me yesterday saying there is a new place where they also listen to Radio Biafra, because stations around the world are picking up the link from Radio Biafra and rebroadcasting our message here. That means we are capable of reaching millions upon millions of people all over the world, and we influence opinion as well as we do so. We do influence opinion. Without Radio Biafra, the current political discourse in the zoo can never ever be the same. We are here to make things happen, and we are making things happen. That is why I am certain, dead certain, that with the likes of our brother today from China that gave us a very significant contribution to this very effort, he bought us guns and bullets. That is the only way to be able to move forward. We have to be prepared in every way possible. We have come to get Biafra, and nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to stop us from doing that, because it's either we get Biafra or we die in the process. There is no alternative. We are not your typical Igbo men. We are not, believe you me. We have managed to accomplish something that nobody before us, even those of them who are right now existing, trying to replicate, and long after we are gone, nobody can even come 1% close to replicating the phenomenon that is Radio Biafra. We are able to do it because Chukwu Abiama is in heaven watching over what we are doing. Ainatwasi. You will kill us. If I come on Radio Biafra to lie to our people, Chukwu Abiama, I take my own oath in the open before heaven and before this earth. If I am a deceiver and a liar, Chukwu Abiama, you will strike me dead. But if I am honest, you will not allow me to die, Biafra will come under my watch, and then after that you can kill me if you want to. I say it categorical. If my hands are soiled and filthy, if I do not have Biafra in my heart, I declare it openly before the entirety of humanity. Chukwa Abiyama, you will kill me. Because nobody can mess about with your holy name. It's impossible. But if on the other hand, my hands are clean, Chukwa Abiyama, and my heart very pure, not just before you, but before those of them you have asked me to come to serve. Chukwa Abiyama, you will preserve me, and Biafra will come under our watch. Very simple prayer. If you think you're honest, go and pray it. If you last 5 days, you know you're a very strong human being. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. And because we have mentioned Chukwu Abiyama, we must, of course, invite his magnificence and his holiness to come and abide with us, because only him is worthy to be praised. I'm never, ever tired of reminding people of that. I was toying with you. Oyibo can do whatever they like with your brain. You see, what that one very thing. I thank heaven the day that thing stuck on my mind. You don't worship anything else apart from me. That is why it is a commandment. It's not a law. It's a commandment. There is a difference between commandment and law. They say it is a iwiri, the 10 laws of Moses. No, it is not. It is a commandment, something you must do. You don't have any choice. You will have no other God before me, so says the Lord of hosts. That is what I stand upon. And that is why I know that Biafra will come. Chukwa Abiyama alone. When you can hear them, you see what will happen. You will see what will happen. I like it this way. Because once Biafra comes, they will ask us, how did you do it? We said Chukwa Abiyama did it. Then you will have no choice than to worship him, isn't it? Very simple. And Chukwa Abiyama, for your information, is the name we call the God of the Most High. White people call him God. To others, is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To other people, it is Yahweh. To other people, we exalt his holiness by giving him all manner of adoring names. But to us, he is the most gracious, most magnificent, the creator of the heavens and this very earth, the giver of life, the bringer of every fortune that you can ever imagine. And he is the Lord of hosts. You see, Nile. From the beginning to the end, the author and the finisher, the completeness, the wholesomeness of creativity is embodied in one entity, Chukwu Abiyama. That is why we worship him. That is why we say he is God. And no other thing is any other thing. I say it openly, without fear or favor. If you worship anything, if you kneel down or bow down or offer praise to anything, not Chukwu Abiyama, you are an idol worshiper. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. We are his children. We are not like white Europeans. We were descended from heaven to serve one singular purpose, to worship his holiness, Chukwu Abiyama, in heaven. And I don't intend to deviate from that. Anything else I may have done in that regard before now is just an aberration, because now I have seen the light, because Biafra itself represents the light. Being without fear before your enemies is a very serious prerequisite if you want to participate in what we are doing. That is why Chukwu Abiyama will, with every gratitude and acceptance, please accept our praise and our offering of prayer this very evening, as we do always, that you will come and abide with us, not just in our proceedings, but in the lives, in the family, in the endeavors of every genuine Biafran around the world, and friends of Biafra, and as Uchemefor will say, my deputy, men and women of goodwill. You will abide with them because you never fail. You are heaven. You are creation. You will not fail. Everything that we do is to give praise and honor to your name, that in the end, only one name will stand out worthy of worship, and that name is Chukwu Abiyama. Therefore, we praise you now and always. You say, of course, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, right across this very planet, and the commander of all her forces, who today have been able to benefit from a very generous contribution by our brother, one of them who lives in China. In the same token, I happen to be the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven and not of this very earth, I will now and always remain a very faithful and loyal servant of the indigenous people of Biafra. That is my job, and I must do it. That is why I was born. I have gone as far as stating it categorically that the only reason why my father married my mother is to give birth to me, that Biafra may be able to come. It's a very bold assertion, but I can tell you that to be categorical as well. The war ended in my father's compound, and from there, its resurrection will start. Everything for somebody who comes from a village named Afara, put B-I in front of it, it becomes Biafra. You will begin to understand, and my father's name is Israel. If you look at everything, every picture, you will understand why I never wanted to do this in the first place. I never wanted to do it. But Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, said, this is a job which you must do, or I will destroy you. You do this work or I will destroy you. I could not run away until one day a white man climbed the pulpit at St. Paul's Cathedral in England and preached a sermon I never thought possible that a white man could preach. It dawned on me that this work had to be done. That is why we have come. And that is why I am certain that Biafra will come. Because this year, we must march this very year. Not next year, this year we march. I'll once again thank all the army, those of you waiting in some countries around the world to come home. We are doing everything humanly possible to bring you home, and you will come home and you will fight for your country. If need be, you will die for your country. That is what we have all signed up to. That is why when I travel to the zoo, I do so without any fear whatsoever. If I die serving my country, that will be the most glorious death ever to visit or any human being whatsoever. To die in the service of your country is the greatest accomplishment for any Biafran, if you are genuine, that is. And we know we are genuine, so we have nothing to hide, is it? This is Radio Biafra. I will wait for the very eminent barrister to join me. Anytime he decides to do so, I will, of course, welcome him with very open arms. But for now, right across this very planet Earth, we must remind you once again of the numbers with which you can use to contact us anytime we let our lines open to take your calls. Because here we run a live and interactive session. People from all over the world, Ruebenilo Wasotru, Biafrans, will call us this very evening, like any other. And right across this very planet, they are also listening. And that is the difference. We are phenomenal. Anything you don't hear on Radio Biafra is not newsworthy. That is why people come here. That is why Biafra will come, and that is why the name of Chukwu Abiama will be praised forever and ever. I said to you, people don't know how we get things done here. Some call it spiritual blackmail, that I blackmail heaven. I blackmail Chukwu Abiama. If you give us Biafra by us recognizing your supremacy and your true name, then people will have no choice than to worship you. And you will go to Akobabono Nabo. Very, very simple. Not only do we become free from the shackles of iniquity and bondage imposed by the white man at the behest of Satan, we will also be able to come very, very close to Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth. The only thing worthy of any Biafran to do is to worship God in truth and honesty. Is to go out and proclaim this very truth, which we must behold now and forever. Because without truth, we are finished. We are nothing. We cannot accomplish anything without the truth. The truth is life. And that's what we speak on Radio Biafra. Now and always. The barrister has joined me. Very eminent, very distinguished, very accomplished. Barrister Imam Mezu is with me. Barrister, our people are waiting. This is Radio Biafra, of course. Humanity has come to a stop because they are listening to Radio Biafra. Because we are just exceptionally formidable, and we have to be, because the spirit of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, is here with us. Barrister, please go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. We are starting again today our PM edition. We are very efficient here, very effective, believing and trusting in Chukwu Abiama for him to accomplish our pursuit to the restoration of Biafra. We say this every day. Some of you might be fed up with us, but we can never go back. One radio station, one agenda. The only radio station where, if there is any mistake, you call us and correct it immediately. We are not like CNN or BBC or any other suburban radio station, or even television to say the least. We preach to humanity across all nations. There is nowhere you cannot hear from us. Whichever means you choose to, you get Radio Biafra. I thank all of you for your listenership, for your support, all the contributions all of you are willing to be making, and those who are hesitating, those who are listening to wrong advices, you make up your mind. Biafra is for all of us. Biafra is to save us from the savages of wicked people, Boko Haram and the Hausa Fulani, including their Yoruba counterparts. All forces working against Biafra. You have a place blessed by Chukwuebiamah, and yet we all live in exile. I said this to you many times. If you are afraid to take what belongs to you, then you don't deserve to live. Bold step. What belongs to you remains yours. And now let me tell you another thing. Anybody who is fighting with you for what you have, they won't have the bottle. They won't have the nerve, because they know they are fighting for what does not belong to them. So thereby, walking and looking back. But you, the owner of the land, will go straight, fight for what belongs to you, and obtain it by the same force that was taken away from you. It's been too long. And this is the time, the year, that Biafra has to be restored, has to be removed from those who took it by force. Biafra land is an occupied land, and therefore, you have commissioners, all from northern land, coming into Biafra to become commissioners, and every head of every department. You go to court, you have them there. You go to police, you have them there. You go to our hospitals, you have them there. These are people who are killing you from their own land and coming into your own land to dominate you. Director, wait for the news. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much. You will remain with me. This is Radio Biafra. Here we do everything humanly possible to make sure that we bring you this very news in the only style that we know we are capable of making it, because we are Radio Biafra. We speak the truth always, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and at night. Therefore, right round this very planet Earth, once again, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. All of you, wherever you are, welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. I am Abbas Ozioma Chineke. Some of you may not be able to comprehend what we are doing, what we are saying is normal. You're from Black African continent. I wouldn't expect most of you to understand anyway. That is why we are very poor. No electricity. No good roads, no education. The poor are about to get poorer as the richer continue to loot themselves into the most richest people in the whole world. What does that tell you about your brain cells? That is my concentration morning, noon, and night. That there is something wrong with our brain. And unless you fix that thing, that problem with your brain, Black Africa will never see the light of day. Biafra will never ever come. Chukwuebiamah knows what it is. We are his children. We cried and cried and cried and cried from 66 to 70. We were crying every day. Have you abandoned us? Of course, he did not abandon us. He was merely saying that the mindset of the people is not conducive to inherit his own kingdom upon the face of this very earth, of which Biafra represents. I have said this before and I will continue to reiterate it. We can prove beyond every reasonable doubt, and mathematically as well, that Biafra is indeed the center of the whole universe. Mankind itself. That Biafra is the only place that Chukwuebiamah can come to, where he to come to this very earth tomorrow morning. Therefore, you must understand the spiritual magnitude and the dimension we are going. Unless you are worthy, unless you are pure, unless you are incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow, you will not be worthy to serve this very cause. That is why I say every principal officer of state, for you to be considered worthy, you must make what is called a sacrifice. There is something called sacrifice. You must go out of your way to make that very sacrifice. Therefore, I repeat what I said last night. Every principal officer of state, you have between now and next week Saturday to make your contribution towards the defense fund as a mark of respect and sacrifice to those that died fighting for you. It doesn't matter your station. You have to before Saturday or else I will dismiss you live on air. As simple as that. And we're not joking. As most of you may have understood now, I never ever run away from any battle. It is impossible. I meet it head on. If you're a principal officer of state, if you don't know what to do, you will speak to our sister. Come to some sort of arrangement with her. Where that fails, you can no longer continue to serve. Come next week, Saturday. I'm telling you this. I'll make the announcement from our embassy in Victoria so that the whole world will be able to hear it. Don't say nobody told you. Don't say you didn't hear about it. This is very, very important and critical. I believe in principle. I believe in consistency. Biafra can never, ever be like the zoo, Nigeria. Never, ever, ever. When you say something, you do it. You don't go back on your words. Very, very important. You learn that very simple and sometimes very necessary lesson about life. This is Radio Biafra. We are going on this very evening. I don't know if I've acquainted you with the lines with which to call when we open them. The numbers, once again, remains because we are in the United Kingdom, +44, which is the code for the UK. +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. We are also on +44 78 31 308 376. Incidentally, on this same number as well, you can find us on Tango and also on Viber. For those of you whom I have become accustomed to keeping me company during this very program, we welcome all of you back once again. We are also on WhatsApp on +44 78 313 08 376. We are also on Viber, as I alluded to earlier. And before I go any further, people are working very hard, especially also in the USA, because I have said it before, USA, they have a very pivotal role to play. They have a very important role to play. People are calling us already. We ask them, please, we implore them to refrain from doing so until we are ready. Once we are ready, we will be able to come to them one after the other. You will have time to make your calls this very evening. If I can find this very discussion which I talked about, I will be able to bring it to you. But if I cannot find it, then I will have to continue. Later on, I will present it to you, because the people in Minnesota, USA, is going out and evangelizing. They are spreading this very gospel that in the end, the kingdom of God may come down to this very earth, of which Biafra represents and of which we are fighting for this very day and onwards until it comes. I will now go to present this very evening of the 19th of February 2015, our news headlines and accompanying news summary. If you look at your clock right now, it is very, very close to 26 or even 27 minutes to the top of the hour where you are. From Japan to the western coast of USA, right across this very planet, from Norway all the way to the Cape of Good Hope. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as you have internet accessibility, you will be listening to us right now, this very second, live and direct. We are also on www.rblworld.tv. rblworld.tv. RBL standing for Radio Biafra London, the acronym. rblworld, all one word, .tv. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I don't know how to explain it in English language or in any other language for our people to understand what is wrong with the zoo called Nigeria. That place is brimming with so much incompetence. I use the word incompetence because that is all that is available to me. That is what I know. There is something fundamentally wrong with the zoo called Nigeria. Nigeria is a zoo full of animals. Monkeys, orangutans, cats, everything. Hyena, kura, everything is there. They look human. They may even appear human, but they are not part of us. They cannot do what we do. They cannot be righteous. They cannot be honest. They are incapable of speaking the truth. And they are also kleptomaniac. Hane is woshi. They are criminals and vagabonds. Everybody referring to himself or herself as a Nigerian is a criminal. Why do we say that? Do you know that our headline this evening is upon the very stupefying incompetence of these people? They want to have elections. They had wanted to hold elections on the 14th day of this very month, February that we're in. They couldn't hold elections. Why? Because of the monumental incompetence of the electoral system and those charged to preside over the affairs of that very decaying institution that they call INEC. Why are we reporting this? We want to let the whole world understand why we cannot be part of the zoo called Nigeria. Why we can never have anything to do with them. Never, ever, ever. Do you know that voter cards meant for Cross River State was transported all the way over 400 miles to Kebbi? Are you aware of that? Are you aware that ballot, that the voter card that will make you eligible to vote, they wanted to hold elections on the 14th of February gone, is only now being discovered that some permanent voter cards meant for Cross River State has ended up in Kebbi, near Niger, with Boko Haram. But they want to hold elections. Oh, why are you postponing? We want... Chukwuabiam, I don't want to keep lamenting. But there is a type of stupidity that black people exhibit that makes me wonder. You are asking them to hold... You have not asked the simple question, are the basic fundamentals right? Is the foundation there to hold election? The answer is no. How do you have a country that claims they are civilized? The voter cards meant for a particular state was sent to a place 500 miles away. Yet you had wanted... So, had elections gone ahead on the 14th of February, what would have happened to these people? They would have been disenfranchised, rendering the whole exercise null and void. Now, the question is, how many other voter cards belonging to River State is in Adamawa? But you see, there are Nigerians, they don't reason. That is why they are so poor and wretched. There is no light, no drinking water. Why do you think that is the case? They have universities. People graduate as engineers. They have universities. They pump money into them. Or they steal half of the money anyway. That shows you a very... Nobody will come out and ask the serious question. Since we have uncovered this very mess by INEC, how many other voter cards belonging to other states are now resting in another state? Nobody will ask that question. Why wouldn't they ask it? They are black people and they are Nigerians. They have no brain. They are monkeys and baboons. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We have to continue. We need to continue. Buhari has been flown to London for medical checkup. Buhari flown to London for medical checkup. He loves Nigeria. He loves one Nigeria. He's a Nigerian and wants to go again and loot money for Nigeria. But the question is, if you love Nigeria, why are you not in any nearby hospital? Does it mean there are no hospitals there? The answer is yes, there aren't any that works very well. Instead of Cameron and the British government to say no to Buhari, they are looking at the oil money they are going to get now and even tomorrow. They will pay millions upon millions. In a private jet, was flown to London for medical checkup. For medical checkup. Because this bumbling, incoherent terrorist sponsor, this very man who is a jihadist, has been, I don't know, exposed as being very, very incoherent. So they came to London to check to make sure his brain cells are okay. Because they tried to train him as many times as possible to tell the world the meaning of INEC, and he couldn't. They have been coaching him on what APC stands for. He doesn't understand it. So they recommended that he go for a brain scan to see if this man is coherent enough, at least so they can push him into power. That's why he's in London. Why is he not in a hospital in Katsina? But I don't expect animals in the zoo to ask that question, will they? They are black people. They don't ask such questions. Why are you traveling abroad for medical treatment? How many people from London come to Katsina for treatment?
You want to claim you are equal with white people. Of course, Hakunu, Matame, Echi, they are bigger than you. How many people from London come to Katsina? How many people? The answer is zero. Can't you reason? Can't you understand? Can't you make sense of your useless selves, these people? We must continue. We must continue. It has now been revealed that it is unbelievable. David Mark, the Senate president for you people, the monkeys in the zoo, that is not for me. I'm a Biafran. Dangote, Adenuga, and other people named in Swiss leaks as operators of secret foreign bank account. They will be the first to tell you, oh, one Nigeria. Why do you want to break up Nigeria? We love Nigeria. But your money is in Switzerland. It is that sheer hypocrisy that Onwa must tell you. Is that very hypocrisy that drives me insane. The hypocrisy of black people, the monkeys from the zoo called Nigeria, the baboons and orangutans. Your wife is banking stolen money in Switzerland. You come to campaign for votes and you bring a bag of rice and a bag of salt and share it amongst 1,000 people. Meanwhile, your wife is comfortable taking money belonging to poor, wretched people and giving it to those who are already very wealthy. That is the height of the wickedness of black man. That is why black people are poor. That is why God, Satan rained curses on black people. Your wickedness is so much, this it can never ever be measured. You people are evil, black people. This money that David Mark's wife, Dangote Adenuga, and other people are banking in Switzerland, it could have provided hospital, you see, so that when Buhari is sick, you could have gone there. But your brains cannot fathom it, can it? It's too complex to understand. These days, when I look at black people, I use binoculars to look at them. I keep wondering, why do they look like human beings, but they don't act or behave or ask questions like human beings? Why? Now you see why Biafra cannot be like any other useless African country. Now you understand why Chukwuebiam asked us to come. Now you know that to build the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth requires superior intellect. We don't boast and we don't brag. We say, if you think you are intelligent, you pick up the phone and call any of the numbers and challenge the veracity or the validity of what we are saying. We will not drop the line on you. Don't be rude. Don't be abusive. You come and we debate. If you last 5 minutes, you know that indeed you're educated. Because right now, this very moment, every Nigerian is a monkey, if not lower. This is Radio Biafra. They'll keep banking your money abroad. The poor are about to get poorer as the rich are about to even bank more money in Switzerland. And I keep asking the EU and every other white country in the world complaining about poverty in Africa. They are dying, no drinking water, no food to eat. All that rubbish. Why don't you stop these criminals and vagabonds from looting the treasury dry and banking it in your countries? As David Mark's wife. Hey, leave him. He's a Nigerian from our village. You baboons. Anyway, people who can't reason. All of you poor people are getting poorer. You are getting very, very poor indeed. The worst kind of people. There was a group from Umporo that sang in those days. That was a church chorus from Umporo. When this man, before he started to go on to sing, he will always say, "Ka obonyonunto half ibochiha ibelechineke." And I kept wondering, why is this man attacking poor people? Then I realized he wasn't just attacking poor people. Obonyonunto is different from obonye. Obonyonunto is when you're poor and you're ignorant. It's the worst thing that can happen to any human being. That is why you people don't. Why is it that you have billions sitting in Swiss bank accounts? But you don't have hospitals for Buhari to go to. He wants to be president of a country where there are no hospitals, essentially. That's what he's saying. And you people are jumping up and down. Boko Haram kills another 30 in Adamawa village, of course. Is that news? Elections must hold in the Northeast, in the same village where they have killed 30 people. How about those 30 people killed? Are they going to vote, Jonathan? Jonathan is saying, everybody knows what I think of Jonathan. What I think of him. Jonathan is saying that elections must hold in the Northeast. How that is possible, I do not know. Unpaid salaries. Inspector General of Police warns officers threatening strike. They have not been paid. And he's telling them you cannot go on strike. Only in the zoo. Where is the money? The money is in Switzerland by David Mack. The senator's wives are shopping Fifth Avenue in New York. They are having fun. Ordinary police, the stable lopper who is guiding them has not been paid. And the baboon will keep staying there and he's saying, oh, guy, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, morning till night. I have told them before, turn your guns against these people and kill them. All of you. If you're no more, I have turned your guns against Theodore. Shoot him dead and you see what will happen. Nobody will arrest you because if your colleagues are doing the same thing everywhere else, that constitutes a revolution. As simple as that. These people are traveling abroad, banking your money. They come to the treasury. I'm your senator. I'm your House of Reps. I'm in assembly. They take all the money belonging to the people. They bank it abroad and you're very poor. You, as a useless, hapless, pathetic, stupid policeman, you don't have money to feed your family. They are threatening to go on strike. And the General of Police is saying no to that, threatening them instead. It's always about money, isn't it? Reminds me of Igbo people at Enugu somewhere. How 1 billion library project requests split Obasanjo and Jonathan. Give me money. But all the 22 naira he gets from MTN. What does he do with it? Does he not make money from MTN? Why doesn't he? Because, you know, Yoruba. Do you know who taught Obasanjo how to make money from deals? Commercial deals. Do you know who taught him? It's Awolowo. Awolowo taught Obasanjo how to make money from cutting deals with companies. Awolowo had the same deal with Coca-Cola. Some of you may know this. The same deal that Obasanjo is enjoying with MTN is in Yoruba blood to connive and to steal under the counter. It's in their nature. Look at Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Ndiyoshi, Ndiyoshi, one after the other. All vagabonds and criminals. All of them bar none. Look, the same thing Obasanjo did with MTN, Awolowo started it with Coca-Cola. It was perfected by Abiola, who forged the check. Look at their antecedents. Look at their history. Look at what they have done. That tells you all you need to know. That these people are indeed very, very bad. Very, very bad. 1 billion naira to add to the billion he has in Austria. His own money is in Austria and South Africa and Ghana. Ghana, Austria, South Africa. If you want to see Obasanjo's money, you go to those places. Malawi have now banned child marriages. In Malawi, child marriages have been banned. 14 ships laden with food, petroleum products arrive now in Lagos. Today is February the 19th. The ship they are waiting for has come. I thought they said, I was saying, people, they will feed everybody. We are the food basket of... The ship carrying food has now just come in. After all, Buhari has gone abroad for treatment. Why don't you bring in your food from abroad as when it has arrived? The food has arrived, including petrol. But you would have been thinking, oh, but isn't Nigeria a petrol... No, they don't manufacture... No, they don't do anything. They ship the crude oil away and then they import kerosene and diesel and petrol. And they still rise up and say, I am proud to be... in fact, I'm proud to be a monkey. Should be better. Baboons. You can't reason. You bring... What's it called? You export crude oil and you import refined petrol with 4 refineries lying empty. Oh my God. Protest in Ghana over power cuts. At last, people are coming out to protest. Why is Ghana protesting? Because an Hausa man is in charge. John Mahama is an Hausa man. He changed his name to John, to a Christian, so that he can, because Ghanaians said they can never ever vote in any open Muslim. It's impossible. They can never ever do that. As soon as the Hausa man came in, there's no more electricity because they bring darkness with them. The time that NEPA fell to pieces was as soon as an Hausa man went in to become the Minister for Mines, Power and Steel. As long as they, as far back as when they started to become NEPA overall manager or director of NEPA, everything, you will know that, you know, this life is very strange. Darkness is ochichere. Black. Very, very dark. as soon as Hausa people came into authority, darkness came. People no longer had light till today. No light till this very day. What does that tell you about the people? Wherever they go to, they bring darkness. We are Biafrans. Wherever we go to, we bring light. Very, very important we do so. CBN closes retail wholesale Dutch auction window in bid to stabilize. The Naira is sliding. Very, very soon, instead of you to use the Naira, you use toilet roll to exchange. Because toilet roll will have more value. The zoo is collapsing precipitously into oblivion and chaos. The zoo is collapsing every blessed day. As ISIS, they said, burned up to 40 people alive in Iraq. That is what is coming to you. They are the cousins of... in fact, ISIS even said they will not cooperate with Boko Haram because they asked them why. They said Boko Haram is black from Africa. They don't want to be contaminated. Even terrorists, they have class. Ask them now, they will tell you. They said, oh, why don't you want to openly acknowledge and work with... They said, no, it's a case of class and taste. They don't want to mix with black people. These are Arabs, They don't want to mix with blacks. Anyway, it's understandable. This is Radio Biafra. If you don't have your voter cards, there will be no Holy Communion for you, according to an Igbo reverend. Reverend Opai. No PVC, no communion with Jesus. An Igbo preacher. Oh my God. Anyway, we continue. Slavery in Africa is still alive, of course. Who doesn't know that? There is slavery in the zoo. In my own village, there is slavery. You are talking about Africa. The whole of Africa. Anyway, black people, what do you expect? We will roll out our first Nigeria-made construction equipment in 18 months. Who is saying this? Is an Igbo man. You will never hear an Hausa man or Yoruba saying, we are constructing anything locally on the ground. The answer is zero. No, they don't manufacture. People ask us, why do you want Biafra? Because talents like this, you will squash it to death. Mona Golum is his name. We will roll out our first Nigerian-made construction equipment in 18 months. An Igbo man. People blessed by Chukwu Abiama in heaven. By Igbo, I mean a blanket to a pobo. They understand that very well. After all, before, there was no Niger Delta. All these divisions were not there. You only had Igbo and the Bibio. Some of you don't know the meaning of Kwa. Oh, which church? I go to Kwa Igbo church. What is the meaning of Kwa Igbo? What is the meaning of Akwa Ibom, for those who don't know? Do you know what it means? They wouldn't know, would they? Kwa Igbo means branch of Igbo, for your information. Ibibio means Ibonta, little Igbo. Go and ask any of the generation. I don't know anything anyway. But we have to remind you once in a while. Ibibio means little Igbo. Efik is not a distinct tribal group. Efik is a derivative of Ibibio. A language variation. The same way you have Ijekebe and Wawa. There is no... these people, I wish they can understand. We are all Igbo people. Everybody from Ibanke all the way to Bayelsa. Everybody descended from one place. The Omambala River, the confluence of Omambala River. Everybody. Iri, Eri, and Aro. Three families. Plus Izon that traveled to Bayelsa. People don't know all of these things. We are one people. Hausa came in order to get to your oil. Oh no, you are Delta. Before it used to be Bendel. Bendel Igbo. From Bendel Igbo to Delta Igbo. From Delta Igbo to South South. From South South to Niger Delta. They don't know what any name Yoruba comes with the answer. Reminds me of the fate of Biafra, where people come all the time and mess themselves up without the knowledge of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. They keep floundering, they keep running around in circles, wondering why is it that the more churches we build, the more hardship we see. Anybody who is old as I am, will know this. The more churches you build, the more hardship you get. Why is that? Because what you're doing is wrong. Simple as that. All of you that Yorubas are naming, South, 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 the only place in the world that answers South, South. There is no other place in Owani Nechinekekereke that you have South, South. You have North, South, East, and West. North, West, South, West, East, North, East, and North, West. That is all. But in the zoo, they must add something. That is to tell you that the zoo, Nigeria, is abnormal. They must add something abnormal to themselves. south. Look at Jonathan, who claims he's a PhD holder. You're standing up abroad and they're asking you, Mr. President, which part of the country do you come from? I'm from a place, I'm from the south. Another buffoon will come up from maybe from near Macro, I'm from the middle belt. What do you think they'll make of these people? You're from a place called south. It's a cardinal point, please. Nobody comes from a place called middle belt, upper belt or lower belt. It's basically meaningless. It means you don't know who you are. As for me, I am a Biafran. World Bank partners the zoo on gas flare initiatives. They burn all their gas instead of them to channel it to boil even ordinary water. But because you did not plan your towns properly, there is no way you can grid the network. If I'm going to build a house in a village, I face east. You come back and you face your house south. We cannot even run ordinary pipe-borne water to connect to where I built my house and where you built yours. Because yours is facing east, mine is facing west. If you want to leave home in the morning, you go and call Papa Nkechi to move his car, Mama Nkechi to move her moped before you can drive out. And you tell me you're normal. God forbid. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do our work that Chukwuebema asked us to do. Where do you think Apple gets the tantalum they use for your iPhone? They get it from Africa. People are suffering. People are suffering in Africa. And I don't blame, of course, who is going to blame Apple for what they do. They had to. You go to where there is something and then you get it. It's as simple as that. Everything comes from Congo. From Congo is the only place you get it from. I think that is the stuff that makes your phone to vibrate. Even the stuff that makes your phone to vibrate can only come from Africa. But are they rich? The answer is no. Why are they poor? Because they are black people. Our aim was to make money with the voters' cards confesses foreigners. Even Awusa Alamajiri, they have come from Niger, from Chad. They have come to vote. And also to sell voter cards. They want to make money with it. And INEC is planning to have election. We are ready to hover. People must be able to reason. People are coming from outside to come into the zoo to steal voter cards. In fact, not steal. It's like you know the Bureau de Change, where you go to the CBN. If you're Lomajiri, if you're an Awusa man, you go to CBN, you say Rankadede, and they give you some dollars and you start trading. And then they are waiting for us at the airport. You useless Biafrans, you travel outside now. After doing your security work and cleaning job and care job, you come back here. We'll change the money for you. And as one brother said, I don't know how many people that succeeded by getting money from an Awusa person. You know, when they change money for you, how many of you actually used that money and that money became useful? Somebody said this once. I didn't quite pay any close attention to it. All the money that Awusa give you when you come back. Have you done anything? Did you do it? I want somebody to call in this evening to tell us that they did something meaningful with the money they changed at the airport when they came in or somewhere around Ikeja. They are there waiting for you. You're struggling. You check out. You suffer all your life in America. You know, they don't sleep in America. They work for 25 hours a day. It's all work. I remember a man going to America to go and visit the children. The man said that the only sign he had to know that the kids, that the son and the daughter-in-law was alive, is that every morning they will leave him one bag of Lipton. Tea bag. That's how he will have tea in the morning. The next morning, another tea bag will be there waiting for him. That was the only way he knew that his child, his son and the daughter-in-law was alive. He never saw them. He was in America for 2 weeks. He never saw them. Why? They're going to work. And after doing all of that, Alamajiri is waiting for you once you come back through Murtala Mohammed Airport or anywhere else for that matter. Even in Enugu, they change money. Port Harcourt, they change money. Wherever you go to Zawasa, they change money. Where do they get the money from? From CBN now. They own it. The zoo belongs to them. We must continue. Military force alone cannot defeat Boko Haram and others, according to Obama. How many times have we told Obama this? That is why we can confirm categorically the whole world listens to Radio Biafra. Before this became fashionable, we said it already, you cannot defeat an ideology with the force of arms. We can give you historical instances. The reason why colonialism did not work in Japan was because Japanese people were ideological about the identity and who they are. Therefore, you couldn't colonize them. Why was it possible for a white man to come to Africa to ravage Africa the way he did? Because black African people do not have an ideology. They are blown by the wind from one part of the world to the other. There is no consistency. Why do you think we said that Biafra is our religion, therefore an ideology? Is because even if you're killing us, you know, on Biafra we stand. When you get tired, you run away now. Did America not run away from Afghanistan? They did. Because the Taliban, they have an ideology. Jihad, Sharia, Islam. You can't defeat it. Do you know that the early Christians were thrown into barrels of boiling oil in Rome? Isn't it very funny? Do you know that in the Colosseum in Rome, that they used to bring out Christians and lions would devour them? But not too far from that same place is the seat of Christendom. In fact, at the same spot where St. Peter was martyred is where they built his basilica, the head of the Christian church all over the world. In the end, ideology prevailed. It doesn't matter how many guns you have. You can never defeat an ideology. It's impossible. Especially when that ideology is being propagated by the people who are aboriginal to a particular place. They are original to that very place. That was why when the Russians came to Afghanistan, they lost and they ran away. Americans went there, NATO went there, they ran away. It's not their territory, it's not their land. You can't stay there. That is the mindset we need to have. I have some idiots sent to us at the camp telling us that after the training, they were hoping to go and provide security for some people and they'll be paid 200,000 naira every blessed month. And rightfully so, they're no longer with us. Biafra is an ideology. That is why I said that every principal officer, you must sacrifice something for that office that you hold on behalf of your entire country by making sure you pay your defense fund. If you don't, you'll be removed because you're not genuine. That's what it means. You don't want to go through any pain in order to get Biafra. You think Biafra is one palatial ride after another. You must be dreaming. You must be dreaming. It's a very arduous, difficult, and painful task to undertake. If you're here, you will know how difficult it is. Some think it is easy. No, it is not. Only the military can guarantee the poll dates. Everybody's running. Even Jega doesn't want to call for elections anymore. They said 28th of March. Who told you that? Everything's up in the air. You call elections in the zoo and men will die. We keep reminding them so that when it happens, I will say, I told you so. That is why I say what I say. I told you so. I love saying that. The zoo government have now shortlisted 3 foreign airlines as the national carrier because Nigerians are so corrupt, they cannot run an airline for the zoo that they call a country, Nigeria. That is why they have, anyway, of course, since Buhari is traveling abroad to go and get medical treatment, why would you have local airline as your national carrier? They go and bring people from abroad to eat money. Now, what concerns me is, how can you go to sleep at night knowing fully well that you are evil? How can somebody claim? I mean, some of us don't sleep. Honestly speaking, I worry all the time about the efforts we are making. Biafra, is it coming? How soon is it going to come? Every time I worry myself sick. I'm almost sick every blessed day. I don't know how people can live with themselves knowing fully well that what they are doing is ruining the country. And they keep doing it. How can somebody go out? You claim you're an independent nation. Why are you going outside to bring 3 foreign airlines to compete as your national carrier? Because you don't trust yourselves. Because you're not fit or qualified to be even called a country in the first place. I don't think that some people will understand this. But this is Radio Biafra. We must continue to educate. We must continue to inform. We must continue to provide you the news the way that no other media outlet is able or capable of doing. That is why we are Radio Biafra. That is why millions are listening all over the world. Some are hiding under the bed and listening, thinking, if we listen to Radio Biafra in the open, go on, we'll send some people to come and catch us, you see. These are grown-up men, very old, but cowards in the main. But here, we are without fear before any body born of a woman. Impossible. Impossible. That is why we're back in Biafra land in exactly 3 weeks' time, if I'm not mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. Cross River PVC wrongly transported to the northwest part of Kebbi. Kebbi, Kebbi. That is where they sent their PVC to Kebbi. Amazing stuff. The news in greater detail. The resident electoral commissioners in Cross River State, Dr. Oke Ezani, on Wednesday disclosed that some permanent voter cards meant for registered voters in Cross River State were wrongly transported to Kebbi State. So what it means is that If you want to vote from Cross River, you travel to Kebbi and go and vote. And then when you get to Kebbi, they will tell you that your name is not in that voter's register. Then you start, oh my God in heaven, you start going back to Cross River. I mean, by the time you get there, the polls have closed. And then they will say you voted for Buhari. And then he will be declared the winner. And oh, in the interest of peace, let us move on. You know, as a country, we need to move on. On piles of iniquity, lies, deception, greed, and corruption. How can such an edifice to Satan be allowed to stand? In fact, I'm beginning to believe that anybody who believes in one Nigeria must be a child of Lucifer. You have to be a very wicked and evil person to believe in one Nigeria. Did you create Nigeria? The answer is no. A white man created it. So why are you then rejecting what the white people brought in the first place? Why did you become independent? If you love the white people so much that they created Nigeria for you, why did you allow them to go? Why didn't you allow them to stay, to run your lives for you? And quite frankly, had white people been around, things would have been better. That is being honest. That is the honest truth. Because you black people are full of evil. Evil people. We must continue. Ezan said some PVCs belonging to the electorate in the state were recently found in a consignment sent to Kebbi State. My colleagues in Kebbi, this is a direct quote from him, called me and said they found some boxes of PVCs belonging to Cross River State in Kebbi. And there are similar cases regarding some states as well, as I told you before. There are other states that their voter cards are now in Maiduguri, in the hands of Boko Haram. And no new ones are being printed because those people don't know if they've been delivered or not for pickup. And they want to hold elections. So Obama must listen. Of course, he's listening and his people. Look, Cameron, you must listen. Maybe you're thinking, why don't they rig the damn election and get on with it? There are people who are being deliberately disenfranchised or who are being disenfranchised as a result of the disastrous calamity called Awusa Fulani. You appointed an Awusa man, the chairman of INEC. What do you expect? Incompetence. General incompetence. An Awusa man is in charge of Ghana. Ghana no longer enjoy electricity supply. Never. They are naturally incompetent. All of you saying, oh, Buhari, 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 you are fools beyond comprehension. Tell me anywhere in the world that Awusa Fulani is in power and things are going on swimmingly well. Nowhere. But will you learn? I'm sorry, you're black people, you never learn anything, do you? Buhari has been flown for medical checkup. The presidential candidate of the APC, All Progressive Congress, Major General Muhammadu Buhari, the man without certificate, the incoherent bumbling fool from Awusa Fulani, who hopes to preside over the lives of 160 million people, allegedly. I hasten to add, because nobody knows the correct number. The British said to us, just falsify everything, just lie. And that's what they've been doing. So we don't know if it's 160, 170, 100 or 60 or 70. Nobody knows. It's just any number you like, you just add up. As long as Kano is bigger than Lagos. That is the rule. It doesn't matter how many people you say lives in Lagos. As long as Kano is bigger than Lagos, the census is correct. Ask anybody and they will tell you. This presidential candidate was flown out of the country to the zoo. Was flown out of the zoo to United Kingdom for medical checkup aboard a British Airways plane. It was gathered from a reliable source that he traveled out in the morning around 9 a.m. Details about his health has remained sketchy, but it is rumored that he has gone to treat a nagging health condition, prostate cancer. That's what they said. Buhari is out of the zoo. He shouldn't have gone to see Obasanjo because Obasanjo is a master poisoner. He will poison you. No, now they have Osinbajo, a Yoruba man. He should watch himself. He will die very soon. That's what Obasanjo does. He's to poison. He poisoned Jonathan, but Jonathan didn't die. They caught it on time and Jonathan ran to Germany to try and cure it. They poisoned Jonathan, but Jonathan did not die. That's what Obasanjo does. So if you're doing your political tearing up of voter of card, of membership card with Obasanjo, be mindful of what you drink and eat. As Bola Ige did not want to die, that means he sent people to shoot him. Obasanjo, you know, that is one thing about black people, why God keeps punishing all of us. because we are evil. Why are we? You see, Bola Ige was killed by Obasanjo. Everybody, every Yoruba idiot knows that Bola Ige was killed by Obasanjo. Who doesn't know that? Was Obasanjo ever persecuted? The answer is no. But in fact, you know, in Africa, the more evil you are, the more you are loved by your people. Obasanjo was a pariah to Yoruba people before he killed Bola Ige. As soon as he killed Bola Ige, they accepted him as one of their own. Darkness upon darkness. Evil people. Who doesn't know that? Today, Buhari is dilly-dallying with Obasanjo, which means he's about to die. It's only Chukwu Abiyagba that saved Jonathan. Jonathan was poisoned. He was poisoned. He ran to Germany 2 times to go and have his stomach pumped and flushed. This is Radio Biafra. David Mack's wife, Dangote Adenuga, others named in Swiss leaks as operators of secret bank accounts. Top on the list of the animals from the zoo whose names appeared on the file is Africa's richest industrialist, Aliko Dangote, another zoo businessman and owner of mobile telecom company Globalcom, Mike Adenuga. Obasanjo made him a multi-billionaire by giving him lucrative license to operate Glow, the line you have, Glow Line. As many Igbo men as possible came together, some of them from the USA, put money together. They kept bidding. In fact, they were staying in hotels in Abuja until their money ran out. They had to fly back. The money they came with to come and invest in telecommunication ran out in hotel bills. They had to go back to America. They divvied up the whole thing. I think they gave, which one was it? Was it Airtel or is it? There was one they gave to Akwa Ibom then. You know, sprinkle it. They gave the lucrative lines to MTN. MTN had no money. It's from South Africa. They had to go to Africa Development Bank to go and take, I think, about $50 million. Almost unsecured loan to come and fund their very phenomenal expansion of operations in the zoo. Who is MTN? Is a get together of trade union and a few other people in South Africa. South African firm. They went and they bid and they ask yourself, why is it that in a country of allegedly fuming entrepreneurs and forward-thinking people, the largest telecommunication company is owned by an outsider? Because of Obasanjo, he cut a deal with them. Why am I saying this? Because of this Mike Adenuga's name that I'm going through. This is Radio Biafra. What will you hear on radio? You may not believe it. I'm not asking you to. If you have that little time of yours, go and do your own independent research. Everything you hear on Radio Biafra is correct and truthful. Who was Adenuga before Obasanjo came? Nobody. Today, who is he? One of the richest men in Africa. There is also Vicky Prayer Mark, the estranged wife of Nigeria Senate President David Mark, who was also listed as a banker with Switzerland. These are one Nigerians. Oh, where do I go? If Nigeria breaks up, where do I go? I don't know where to go. I'm married to Igbo. I'm married to Yoruba. Where do I go? But you know the way to Swiss bank. To go and bank money belonging to poor people. You people don't have any conscience. You don't think about the repercussions of what you're doing. Because you are inherently evil. Very, very evil people you are. There are many of them. Many of them. Many of them have their accounts date back to the 1990s and up to 2005 and 6 when the data was stolen by a former staff at HSBC. According to details pieced together by the ICIJ, HSBC Bank fashioned a series of layers of privacy schemes to ensure the worst of the criminals and characters were present. HSBC Bank. The world's local bank, they call themselves. All that money, all those flashy adverts, when they sponsor golf games to the tune of 100, 200 million, where do the money is coming from? From Africa. Not that they came to Africa to steal the money. You people, also you black monkeys from Africa, you bring the money to them. And can they say no? They are bankers, they will have to take the money. But do you know anything? The answer is no. You are from Africa. Poor, wretched, and black. This is Radio Biafra. According to GIS, about the Financial Times article, the economic situation in the zoo is about to get from bad to worse. As some of you are banking the money abroad, things are about to get worse for the poor. The poor, they are just about to get poorer. The zoo will soon cut her budget and slash has 65 oil benchmark downward for the fiscal year 2015, according to the finance minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Prepare yourselves to be poor, according to Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. She also reduced the growth rate of a projected 5.5% to 4.5 to 4.8% growth in buying and selling. They may sell. You go to China, you bring in container. It's buying and selling. That's where the growth will come from. I can't see it come from anywhere else. The oil is falling. They don't invest. There is no inward investment because they don't have any electricity nor running water. How do you want investors to come to your country? And when they are coming, they bring their generator as well. Mad people. Currently, the zoo is facing a tough time generating revenue due to the fall in oil prices worldwide and political instability. President Goodluck Jonathan is facing former head of state, the Army General, in a closely contested election come March 2015, when we are very, very confident the elections will never, ever hold. The zoo, the poor are about to get poorer. The growth rate is very low. They are not raising money from oil anymore. Everybody is about to get poorer. But those with private jets and banking and overseas bank accounts, they'll be able to fly out and bank even more money. As some of you just die in on top of rubbish pile and dustbin, picking or looking for something to eat. Your black tiny brains cannot tell you that the person killing you, putting you in this position, is a combination of two people, politicians and pastors. They are the two groups of people making your life miserable, because the politicians will smash you to bits with their criminality. And then you go to the pastor, he will soothe you with his very warm Christian words. And even the little you have, he will just steal it. You just get away from there. And you go back home, very wretched and very poor. You die off, and then the same pastor will come and tell your family that you have not completed all your tithes, so I'm not coming to bury her unless all the tithes are paid. You even pay more money. That is what's happening in the zoo, unfortunately. The members of Boko Haram Islamic sect are said to have attacked Gaya village in Hong local government area of Adamawa state in the early hours of Thursday. Investigators revealed that the rampaging insurgents killed 30 indigenous of the community, said to be located near the Sambisa forest. The insurgents also said to have burned several buildings in the community before fleeing the area. The attack is coming shortly after the military liberated 11 communities from the insurgents, killed over 300 of them with several caliber of arms and ammunition seized from them on Tuesday. That is what they said the same day that another village, I think another town in Biu, fell to Boko Haram. I never believed them. Whatever. Olukola, the Yoruba man, telling you something, please don't believe him. President Goodluck Jonathan has said that the 2015 rescheduled general elections must hold in the Northeast. The president, the very hapless and imbecilic president, said this at the Nigerian Navy dockyard, Victoria Island, Lagos, on Thursday, while commissioning four ships of the Nigerian Navy. The commissioned ships include NN ship Ogbabana, a high endurance cutter acquired from the U.S. I told you, all they buy are Coast Guard cutters, not frigate. Maybe I don't want to regale people with my knowledge and understanding of ships and battleships. If you read, it's not difficult. If you go out, if you take time to pick up a book and read, if you have interest in things that are of the world and things happening, you will be able to know. A Coast Guard cutter is a Coast Guard cutter. It is not a warship. That is what this baboon went to commission, a ship that is over 50 years old. You only commission something that is new. You don't commission it. You don't buy a 50-hand car and take it to the church. Of course, some of you do it anyway, thereby bringing curse upon your head, to go for the pastor to bless, a 50-hand car. Is impossible. You can do that. How about the person that bought it brand new? Anyway, to take Jesus Christ to bless him then. Perhaps. Or to grab him in heaven. The NNS Opabana, which is the highest they got, they call it the high endurance cutter. High endurance from what? From the waves of the sea or what? Or from Boko Haram attack? I don't quite understand. But they'll bamboozle you with all these words, because for some of us, our understanding of English language is severely limited. Very, very limited, unfortunately. They acquired this cutter from the U.S. Coast Guard. There is one called NNS Prosperity. Of course, Prosperity for you people. Going to Switzerland to put all the stolen funds. Prosperity for the thieves. The only part of the world where criminals are actually in charge and not in jail. Only in Nigeria. Where criminals, Ndiyoshi, they are out on the street, traveling, being protected by the police, when they should be in jail. But they are out on the street using the police guard to guard themselves. There's a ship they named NNS Prosperity. How ironic, as the zoo is crumbling. NNS Prosperity, a former Irish Navy fishery patrol boat. Oh, Chineke, man, in the ever acquired for use as a training. Don't pay black, please, monkeys from the zoo. Don't you have shame? An Irish Navy fishery, that is the ship they use to try to police the common European fisheries policy about overfishing. It's not designed for warfare. It's not designed to be engaged in battle. So, a ship used by Irish Republic and abandoned is what Jonathan went to commission. I don't know how I can keep on reading this type of news. Honestly, it's very, very debilitating, honestly speaking. There's one called NNS Centenary, an offshore patrol vehicle, offshore patrol vessel procured from China, and NNS Sagbama, donated by China. Donation by China warship. Okay, so that means that every maneuver you make, China knows about it, because all the sensitive equipment they would have installed in it, it tells them everything that you do. If you cough, they know. If you drink water, they know. They donated a ship to you. And you went to commission it. A disused ship. None of them are combat ships. None of them are frigates. Oh my goodness me. I don't know. Chukwu Abiam, who am I to question God? He must know why he created black people. There must be a reason. And one day we'll find out. Because this level of rampaging stupidity is beyond my comprehension. I don't understand it. I do not. I struggle to comprehend what these baboons are up to. Honestly speaking, on pay salaries, IG, the Inspector General of Police is now warning everybody not to go on strike. The Nigerian Police High Command has reacted to threats to go on strike by some policemen over unpaid salaries, warning them of dire consequences should they breach extant rules and regulations. How about your own extant rules and regulations to pay them? How come it should be gone? Somebody is working, you're not paying him. All he or she has to do is to withdraw their labor. You are reminding them of extant rules and regulations. How about extant rules to pay them? Hey, my God in heaven. Oh my goodness me. I need some holiday. I need a break. Which I'm a former deputy should take over. I'm telling you to do. So this news makes people sick. You are the Inspector General. You make money. They bring you money. Everything. You're comfortable. Your children are abroad studying. Your wife has a Swiss bank account. You people are having fun. Those working under you, protecting all the criminals you ask them to protect, nobody's paying them any money. They don't pay them. And then you turn around and then say to them, oh, you cannot go on strike because of extant rules. And how about the extant rules and regulation that says pay a policeman his or her salary or a policewoman her salary? What's wrong with that? Dear Lord, God have mercy. As I said, one day I will understand why black people were created. How 1 billion library project request split Obasanjo Jonathan. President Goodluck Jonathan's refusal to cough out 1 billion naira for former President Olusegun Obasanjo's library project is the reason why both fell apart. General Olusegun Obasanjo had conceived the idea of a presidential library patterned after the presidential library's concept in the USA. Hell, if one more. Obasanjo wants to be like President Clinton with a library. At least in the library, you will learn how to steal, how to take your daughter-in-law from your son and from your own son. How to poison people. At least at Obasanjo's library, you learn how to poison people. You will learn how to cut deals with foreign companies so that when you bring them in, they'll be able to give you some money once in a while when they sell their product. What else can you learn from Obasanjo? That is it, really. And how to come out and claim glory for a battle you did not actually witness. Obasanjo's library indeed. They want to be like Americans. But will Clinton come to Abeokuta for medical treatment? No, you want to be like Americans, yes? So let's compare like with like. He want to be like America. He want presidential library like Clinton and George Bush. Do you think Clinton will ever come to Abeokuta for medical treatment? The answer is no. So you're not in the same league. Stop pretending you can be like America when you don't even have the most rudimentary and foundational basis for thinking clearly and properly as a human being. Because you're baboons, fortunately. 14 ships laden with food, petroleum products arrived in Lagos. 14 ships laden with food, petroleum products, and other goods have arrived in Lagos. Ports are waiting to berth, which is to pack very well. The Nigerian Ports Authority said this in an East Daily publication. Shipping position made available to Nubian on Wednesday in Lagos. NPA indicated that in the publication that 5 of the ships contained petrol. Five ships, petrol. Why did they build Kaduna refinery? Is it not to produce petrol? Why did they build Port Harcourt refinery? Is it not for petrol? Why did they build Warri refinery? Is it not for petrol? Why then are you importing petrol? Import. Onyangwam na Chineke. I leave it at that. Protest in Ghana over power cuts. The New Patriotic Party NPP organized a rally on Wednesday protesting the cuts in power supply, which the opposition party says is hampering economy. Of course, without electricity, can you go to factory and produce anything? Why can't black Hausa people reason? Why is it that Hausa people don't understand that electricity is critical to the survival of man? You, Buhari, now in London here, having fun, you have all the equipments around you to monitor your heart and everything. Buhari is not running on generator, you see. It is running on proper men's electricity. So, why is it that when Hausa gets into power, they never ever understand the meaning of... Of course, they did it before because they know that if you supply power regularly, that Biafra land will be another Taiwan. They know that. So it is better you don't have any electricity as a way of subduing Biafran people, as a way of keeping the Igbo man down. No power, he cannot do anything. He can only do buying and selling. And in the process, he will sell his brain. That is why. They are marching in Ghana protesting about the lack of power because an Hausa man is in charge. The Central Bank of the Zoo on Wednesday closed the retail Dutch auction system and wholesale Dutch auction system foreign exchange window to help stabilize the zoo's currency. The statement by Ibrahim Muazu, Director, Corporate Communications Department of the Apex Bank, said, "We wish to inform all authorized dealers and the general public that with effect from the date of this press release, the Dutch auction, the two of them that they have, foreign exchange window at the CBN is hereby closed. Henceforth, all demand for foreign exchange should be channeled to the interbank foreign exchange market because Naira keeps falling. Why is Naira falling? Because the zoo is in absolute mess. As we report today, ISIS have now burnt up to 40 people alive in Iraq, according to official figures. That is the crudeness and the barbarism of Islam. It will come to your village very, very soon. Okorocha is nice. He's doing very well. Very soon, prepare to bring out your mom to be burnt alive. Reverend Omopai of Victoria Cathedral Fellowship Center in Uyo, Akwa Ibom, on Thursday announced that the church would stop communion for members who have not collected their permanent voter cards. If you don't have a voter card, you and Jesus will not drink and you will not share his blood or drink or eat his flesh. Only in the zoo. Because politicians say, I think Jonathan gave them, how much was it? Was it 6? Hanese got 5 billion. Pastors got, is it 7 billion? I don't know how much imams got. These are supposed to be the servants of Jesus Christ. They are here making money from politicians, fooling themselves. No voter card, no communion with the Holy Spirit. You would think that a continent which was on the receiving end of terrible transatlantic slave trade of the 16th and 19th centuries would have learned its lessons. Not so for Africa. We are in, we are Marfa. For great disasters, the slave trade used to be called by some African scholars is still alive, albeit slightly different shape. There is slavery in Africa. That's what we're saying. Why is there slavery in Africa? Because it's a continent of darkness and wickedness where people do not reason properly. That is the reason why any day you begin to reason properly, things will change. As simple as that. It's not difficult. You reason properly, things will change. You reason the way you have been doing, You don't deserve to exist as a people or as a race or as races, obviously, that the skin is dark. World Bank partners the zoo on gas flare initiative. The zoo is set to work closely with the World Bank to curb gas flare from oil fields in the Niger Delta region. The partnership is also encouraging significant investments in gas to power initiatives to further help the country realize its power sector reform process, which is a hogwash, as they say in England, a bunch of nonsensical rubbish that they're talking about. It is a very simple science. Convert gas, use it to burn water. The water will produce steam. The steam will turn turbines, and the turbines will generate electricity. Very, very simple, crude science. They cannot do it because they are crude Africans. Barrister has joined me. He will stay with me. Barrister, remain with me. The tantalum that is used in your iPhone that everybody wants come from the Congo, and people are suffering to try and dig it out of the ground because your political leaders are banking the money that they would have used to invest or to develop that very sector in Switzerland. It is not the white man that is against you. It is your fellow black politician that is your worst enemy. Is the worst enemy you have is a black politician. The worst enemy to black people is a black politician. Evil in every way imaginable. From the president to the last person in local council, evil. Patently evil. Some Nigerians, monkeys in the zoo, were among 82 illegal immigrants arrested in different parts of Lagos State for being in possession of voter cards. In a dramatic, everybody's coming in to steal. Illegal immigrants, you come to steal voter cards, and then a mobile will ask you to bring it to his church before you can receive Holy Communion. How things are now changing. People can't reason anymore. Military force alone cannot defeat Boko Haram and others, according to Obama. The U.S. President Barack Obama said on Tuesday that military force alone could not defeat Boko Haram, as we have been preaching on Radio Biafra. You cannot defeat an ideology militarily. They crucified St. Peter. Where St. Peter's, what's it called again? Basilica stands today in Rome, in Vatican City. Did it stop the coming of Christianity? The answer is no, albeit the fake version by Europeans, I hasten to add. This is Radio Biafra. Only the military can guarantee progress. Even Jega does not know. The chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, Professor Atahiru Jega, on Wednesday reiterated his preparedness to conduct the forthcoming elections with some voter cards in Adamawa belonging to Lagos State. He still wants to go ahead with elections. People are not thorough. He said he is prepared to conduct the forthcoming elections as scheduled, but maintain that only the military can guarantee the sanctity of the dates of the polls. But nobody will ask Jega, with the voter cards for Cross River State in Kebbi, how can you hold election? Or are you saying that those people should not vote? It's a very complex question, which even the baboons cannot ask. 3 foreign airlines shortlisted as national carrier. I don't want to talk about the Igbo people who are developing something before America will say, do you see why we don't want Biafra to come? Those people, if you allow them, they will build cars, they will build aeroplanes, and we don't want black people from Africa building aeroplanes. We don't want it. Because of that, let us kill Biafra. That's why we will not present it. We make things happen. As I said before, this time around, we manufacture 60% of our weapons. We import only 40. That is the only way we can sustain a war for as long as possible. The federal government of the Zoological Republic has allegedly shortlisted 3 foreign carriers as potential partners in its plan to reestablish a national carrier for the zoo. You want to have a national carrier, and you're going to Ethiopia Airlines, you're going to South Africa Airways, and you're going to Lufthansa. You called it, that is, I struggle with the understanding of some people of English language. A national, which means Nigerian carrier, but it could be Lufthansa. Hey, good evening. This is Radio Biafra. We have concluded our news presentation this very evening. Our news headlines followed by a very abbreviated and truncated news summary. The lines are now open. But first of all, I must go to the barrister. The barrister is waiting for me, and I presume that he is ready and willing to go. Is that correct, barrister?
Absolutely, director.
Please go ahead.
Thank you for the news, director, and thank you for the way you always bring it to bear. Director, first of all, let me go to this particular pastor in Cross River, who is telling his members or the churches that if they don't vote, they will not have the Holy Communion. Now, look at it. the Cross River voters card are found in Kepi, in the north. And now the pastor is telling the church members to vote with their what? With their heads? Now, the cards that's been found in Kepi in the north was not accidental. It was deliberate. Now, here is the plot. They want people from the Calabar region to lose their votes, as you rightly pointed out earlier. Now, when that particular voter's card are in Kebbi, they will all vote Buhari, and then they'll find a way to transport it back into Calabar, and then they'll bribe the pastors and bribe the senators, those who are around, to say that Calabars have voted. After these are their votes.
That is correct.
Yes, forget it. They have voted for Buhari. Now, I hear you read again. It's not only an isolated case. It's not only Calabar or Cross River. There are other areas. Why couldn't vote from Kebbi come to the east? Why couldn't the ones from Yorubaland come to the east?
I know.
Director, you see, these people, they have hoodwinked us for a very long time. But you see, this is why they don't like anything Biafra, or if you like, Igbo, because they know that our senses surpasses those of theirs. Their own are being supported by the British people. Buhari is in London for treatment. I'm not sure this guy will go back home again alive. Because when he talks, his speech is a bit slur.
It is, yes.
He's not articulate.
He's not.
He is not coherent. Now, this is somebody who's going to carry a burden in the zoo. I think what came of, what is his name?
Yaradua
is going to become of him very soon. Because when they are dying, they still want to lead or rule. What is the essence of this? To loot money for their own people. To steal against their friends. That is what it is all about. Stealing. Now, at the fringe of voting, he's here to take treatment. What treatment? Treatment is somebody who is going to be the president of the zoo. We watch and see if he will go back home, and if he does, if the British will support him to carry on. Because that's what they do. Babangida was in Germany some period ago, and when he went, he was advised, don't go contesting. Your heart is at stake. Maybe when this one, if at all, he will go back home.
If at all,
director, they will ask him to relax because he cannot articulate himself. His spirit has left him. Put it that way, director. His spirit has left him.
I agree.
He just managed him.
Completely and totally. I agree, Barry.
His spirit is gone.
But why do they produce such people from Awusa Fulani? That is something I tend to struggle with. Why do they produce such people who are so lackluster? They don't have anything to offer. There are nothing to write home about. What is it? I'm struggling to understand why such very backward people are always thrust forward to come and represent our Safulani interest. What is behind all of this nonsense anyway?
Behind is, remember, the British who always like somebody who doesn't know A to B, so that they can easily manipulate you, give you a few pieces and pieces and take the rest. Remember Abacha? They hated that guy. Abacha gave them what we call equity. Abacha stopped British Airways flying into the zoo for nearly 7 months and nearly crippled the economy of Britain. They lost billions of pounds. Remember, British Airways were landing in Ghana instead of coming to the zoo because of Sarowiwa. Eventually,
yes.
Abacha got rid of Sarowiwa, and they did their best to get rid of Abacha. So, Babangida himself is a poodle because they know how to control that one. They instigated him to go into power. And during his reign, these people made a hell of money. Babangida, chop by chop. He was giving money out, just like Goodluck Jonathan. He's doing his best, but they rather prefer the northerners to anybody from the south, if at all Goodluck Jonathan came from the south. I still doubt it. Director, all we need to do is to carry on. welcome to Obama in wisdom, because we've been talking about ideology, you can't defeat it. Only now Obama is waking up, a president of the United States of America. He supported to bomb this, bomb this, bomb that. How far has he succeeded in his bombings? Now he came back to realization, you can never bomb ideology away. It's impossible. You can't do it. And that is why we are still existing here. And very soon, we'll be singing the same song, because Biafra will not die. Ojukwu Long says this, Biafra will never die. Instead, that stones will get up and fight for Biafra. And that's why we are here at this present time. And our era will never go away until Biafra is re-established to its glory. And that will be our own goodness. We can never look back in coming forward. I stand by.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. And I also thank you, my dear brother, for sending the very definitive confirmation that Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a thief. I have it here in front of me, and I will have it also widely circulated. These are the AFEC, as Buhari will say, the same people that want to ruin your lives in the name of running for political office in the Zoological Republic. I have it here right in front of me. Between the State District Court, Northern District of Illinois, USA, represented by Marsha A. McLean, United States Attorney's Office, versus Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the criminal himself, for the forfeiture of property. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Yoruba man, who is now the darling of Yoruba glitterati, the darling of Yoruba media, is a thief. Onyoshikobu. We have the proof right in front of us here, and I am going to publish it for Yorubas to see how evil they are. Tinubu has many bank accounts. One is with the First Heritage Bank in the name of Bola Tinubu, account number 263226700. He also has money in another bank, Citibank, account number 3948314. The name on this very account is Bola Tinubu. He has another finance company to launder all the money from drugs and thievery in a company called Compass Finance. He also has an account number 3948396, also at Citibank, Bola Tinubu, and also Compass Finance and Investments Company. He also has money again in another Citibank account, 465027956. The same man, the same Yoruba man, one human being. He's a proud patriotic Nigerian. Dioshin and Diama. Their worst nightmare is the coming of Radio Biafra. That was why they called Owasrike aside and gave him money and asked him to tell Biafrans who we are supporting Radio Biafra in 2009 to stop doing so. Just like that one day. Why? Because we are doing the similar thing then. They called him, where are you? And you're supporting the funding of a station that is exposing us. Today we have come back stronger, better, well equipped, never to close again. No one what is us. We can never close again. I won't know what you call Biama. I hasten to add. There is another account as well, Citibank 0040220, held by Compass Finance and Investments Company, or Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Bola Tinubu, not Bola. He removed Ahmed, so they won't know he's Islam. He also has another account number in one bank, in Citibank. How many accounts in Citibank? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Citibank as well. International. This is the international bank. 7 accounts. I've counted 1 in First Heritage Bank, 7 in Citibank. And also, in fact, 8 in Citibank. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bola Tinubu was represented by Patrick Sean Coffey of White Hushbrook Dudek of 161 North Clark Street, Chicago, Illinois, 6601.
We have all the emails of the attorney that was defending Tinubu. It is here. His name here is PCO, which is P. Coffey, PCOFFEY at WHDlaw.com. The lead attorney to be noticed. He is also a representative. It's the same name, isn't it? Patrick Sean Coffey, isn't it? And the claimant is Alhaji Mogaji. Alhaji Mogaji was represented by the same man, actually. No, this is the claimant, Ndioshi. Born criminals. Verified complaint for forfeiture affidavit. It is all here. We are going to expose them. These people, we must expose them. All of them, one after the other. Their worst nightmare is Radio Biafra. We have come, not in peace. I hasten to add, we have come to expose all these evil men. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line. Can you hear me?
No, Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, Director, this is Chiku Adunaka Akora, calling from Eborono.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Are you listening to Radio Biafra right now?
We are listening. Director, yes. The radio was live and there was clearly in the ground here.
So we are happy
to hear about that.
Thank you. Go ahead.
But the reason is we have a little problem here. The radio was crashed in a little time of 5 minutes.
So you are no longer listening to Radio Biafra. I don't know if petrol has run out of the generator.
This thing just stopped immediately. Barrister was to smoke, finish.
It stopped because our lines here are okay. It is showing here that we are transmitting live and very clear. So I want those of them in Oluchidebere, you're listening, I know. Can you call the people in and around where our generator is and ask them what is going on, that particular area people can no longer receive Radio Biafra? We want to know what in the name of Chukwu Abiyama is going on. I'm sure that Chidebere, having heard this, will act upon it immediately, and thank you very much for bringing it to our attention. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? There is a caller on the line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
There's
a lot of music interrupting the transmission.
Music coming from where? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Imo State.
We are in Imo State and music is coming maybe from Okorocha's people. We shall try and work on it as well. They are trying to interfere with our broadcast, but they cannot succeed. They can never, ever succeed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, brother.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Kevin Almasson. I'm calling from Spain.
Which part of Spain are you in?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very well. You must turn your system down before we proceed, because naturally there is a time delay, because as I've explained before, the speed of sound is 850 miles per hour. If you consider where you are, it takes a few seconds before my voice comes across to you. So I will advise you to either move away from the room or you turn your system down and then speak to us.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Turn your system down and speak to us. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I'll turn it down. Good evening, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
So, according to what I told you in the afternoon, I have called the brother. You give me his number. So, you have given me the account number. So, by special grace of God, I will do that next week.
No problem. Thank you very much. Please go ahead and say what you have to say. Go ahead.
I'm very happy for your effort. So, please, you people to continue gingering our brothers all over the world so that their mind will be there also, which you had there.
Of course, they have to be. They have to be with us.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you. And may God bless you. That is a new person that just came, discovered Radio Biafra, and was full of joy and happiness. and we gladly welcome him as well. Our lines are open also. Our Viber line is open, +44 78 313 083 7764 Viber as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you? Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, director.
Good evening.
Good evening, director.
I can hear you. Good evening.
Okay, this is Mazin Bamukota from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm the one who, yes, I'm the one who called in afternoon telling you that the radio is up the line by yesterday evening.
Yes.
Then now the line is on.
So Radio Biafra is on CHK 97.6 in Aba.
Yes,
is that correct?
It's very clear here now. That is, everybody is hearing it. And we are preaching everything about it to see that everybody understands what you people mean.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, yes.
Go. Turn your system down, please. Turn your system down, please, if you can. Turn it down.
Yes, my system is down. It's down.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So, all what we are doing now is to mobilize our people to know where we are going. Because
yes,
we can never die. We can never go back.
Yes.
Biafra is a lion in the cage. Now, the cage, we changed the food deep until the neck of the lion have now broken.
Of course.
Then we are coming out.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course we are.
It's a must, and we must live to see it. So, thank you, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. People are calling us. We expect to take their calls and we do so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Turn your system down. Our people are in the habit of... Please go away from where you are or turn your system down, please. Your name and where you are? Hello?
I'm calling from
I don't know what they're doing. People tend to want to, I don't know how to quite put it. I don't know. People, please turn your system down. Turn your system down. If you want to speak on Radio Biafra, you must turn your system down or move away from the room. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, turn your system down or else I wouldn't take certain calls, please. We are wasting valuable time by trying to ask people to turn their system down. Turn it down before you speak to us, please, or else I won't take your call. No, I will not take his call either. This is Radio Biafra. As soon as they are able to recognize to turn their systems down, then we will be able to take their calls. But for now, we are not at liberty to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Wherever you are, we ask you to please tell those of them around you. And when you call Radio Biafra, please endeavor to turn your system down. Turn it down, please. If you don't turn it down, it makes life excruciatingly difficult for us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
They're not listening, are they? I wouldn't expect them to. The caller on the phone, can you
hear
me? Yes, can you hear me?
Good evening, director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, director, this is Ayuku Mare Ekago. But calling from Aba, by the total grace of God, the coordinator of Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, please, I want to commend you on the very good job you are doing. It's been so great. We've been trying to mobilize our people. And the Lord is going through here.
Yes.
I believe you are coming on by next month. We have a lot of activities going on. People are mobilizing. And it's like we're having more volunteers than we thought.
That's very good. That is very, very good.
Yes, sir.
That is extremely good. Yes.
Another thing is, just the caller that called right after I did now, after the last two callers or so. Please, people in Aba, why that run out yesterday was because of the rain. So there is no way we could lay the generator, the genset on the rain. So because we don't have a particular place, we can place it out of the rain. That was why we have to off it. We apologize for the for not making it work yesterday. But thank God today that we have devised what a way to make sure we prevent that from happening again.
Yes.
So I want to get people in Aba to please come out. Come out. This thing we are doing now, there's no way we are going back. Don't be afraid. What are you afraid of? These people that are collecting money on the road, they have disgraced themselves. Up to today, they came to our street here to block and collect money from people that from motorists that have loaded me that are going to Akwa Ibom and all the rest of them. They were collecting money from them, asking them for paper, to asking them about to show their light, the bonnet light, and all the rest of them.
Yes.
So do not be afraid. Come out.
Yes.
Join the struggle. There's no need to go out. There's no need to be afraid.
Why would anybody be afraid?
If you want to join the struggle in Aba, the number to call, please. 080-54-7070. I repeat, 080-54-7070. Call that number and come out. We have a lot to do. We have to forget. We have to, like the director is saying, we have to buy guns. We have to do everything. This contribution doesn't only go to people abroad and so on. We have many people that have money that do meaningful business here. Come out and do what you have to do. We need guns. We need ammunition. We need to feed our volunteers. A lot is going on. And don't be left behind. I don't only talk on the radio. Come out and do something. Come out and do something. So, director, thank you very much. We wait your arrival back here in Jaffa land. A lot is going on. We have a lot to present to you when you come back.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that Aba is responding as we hope they will. And I'm hoping very seriously that before the end of this week, the other areas, the other major areas will also be covered. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Radio Biafra.
This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I'm here in Aba at the state.
Thank you.
The university.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. And what is your name?
My name is Frank Onyama.
Frank Onyama. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm very happy to hear your voice. In fact, since I started listening for this Radio Biafra, I'm so much happy because when I see what is happening in Nigeria, I feel ashamed that we have our leaders that Nigeria use money to destroy them. They cannot say what they need to say. I could remember some years ago when we lost Ikemba Nnewi. Our other people there started rejoicing that our heroes had died. It didn't say, I so much cried about it. I said, who will be like Ikemba Nnewi? But I don't know that someone like you is still underground without rising. Then when this man, when Owasik betrayed Biafra, so many people called me, they told me like, look at people you trust. Owasik, yeah, Nigeria have called him and given him some millions of naira. They have carried some of their men, our men, to put in jail. I'm so much angry about it. Even now, when I talk of it, people are start laughing, say that you can see that I say that. I know that our father fought for Biafra, and we stand for Biafra. Whenever I travel all over the world, they call me Biafra. I'm so much happy to have the name as a Biafra. Last time I traveled to Cameroon, they told me that in Butterworth, this is their friendship. That is where they stick. They block us before, during the war, and the ship cannot deliver what they carry. So I'm so much happy that God has made you. God has made you the Joshua, take the Israelites to the promised land, And our vision is an Aaron, and he's been Aaron forever. Hello?
Yes, the world is listening, and I'm listening attentively. Please, go ahead. Say what you're saying. Yes. I don't want to disrupt you. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I said, may God strengthen you in everything that you are doing.
He said,
because you are the Joshua. I mean, Shukun Adiyama will bless you and comfort every son of the soil that is Biafra. That everything that concerns Biafra is hard. So make sure that this country, Biafra, we actualize and we stay on it and inherit what good, what God has been for us here on earth.
He said,
may Chukwu Adiyama bless you and give you best wisdom of life to control what you are doing. That promised land will reach it. As Joshua reached the promised land, you reach it. And being the Aaron was great, and so many others betraying Biafra, they will regret. May God help you and strengthen in Jesus' name.
He said, thank you very much for that. There is no turning back for us. There is no turning back for us. We have come to get Biafra, and that is exactly what we are going to do. That is exactly what we are going to do. Nothing else is of any consequence apart from the coming of Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, my fellow Biafra friends all over the world. My name is Callistus Ifeanyi Chukwu Anoruo. By the special grace of God, I am the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra here in London. I come from Umunumo Amanduba in Biafra land. So we are here to serve Biafra.
Of course.
So my fellow Biafrans here in London, I'm using this opportunity to remind all of us once again of our upcoming evangelism that is coming on Saturday. This evangelism is going to be very important because we discussed about it on the meeting and everybody is aware of it. And this announcement has been made before. I am now reminding all of us once again about this evangelism. The time for the evangelism is 1 p.m. on Saturday. The date is 21st February 2015. And the venue is Dustin Market. Our meeting point in Dustin Market is at McDonald's. Direction, those coming from South East London, enter bus 149 towards Edmonton. Then you make a Dustin Market. And those coming from North London, enter the same bus and stop at Dustin Kingsland Station. Those coming from Stratford, take overground train and stop at Dustin Kingsland Station. Contacts, in case if you miss your road or for any information on this, contact Mr. Festus Anekwe, our coordinator, on 074-04-163-215 or myself, Callistus Anoruo, on 0744-817-8394 or Uchoma Urebu on 0740558077 or Uzoka on 0747402660. For more information, please join us on www.radiobiafra.co or www.biafrantelevision.com or www.ipob.org. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of us as we attend this evangelism. Thank you and God bless you, my director, Mogrisia Ebo.
Thank you very much, and may Chukwu Abiyama also bless you incredibly. Thank you very much. We have people from right across the face of this very planet
trying very, very hard to get through to us because everybody wants to talk on Radio Biafra, and we welcome each and every one of you. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Kennedy Ugochukwu Titus. I'm calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Director, what you are saying here, whenever I hear your voice, tears will be running down from my eyes. You are amazing. You are great. You know, some people will not understand you, what you are made of. But in this platform, I want to say something to the British people. I want them to come as soon as possible to disgrace this zoo that they have created. Because if they fail to do so, the consequences will be too much on them. Because what these Biafran people are suffering today will be turned back to their children, to the whole nation of British people. Queen Elizabeth, please, the Biafran people, they are suffering too much. Listen to the voice of people crying day and night and do something on this thing you have created called zoo. Please, do something and discredit it. You have created it. Please do something. You must contribute because you are the one that created it in the first place. You know, I was talking with somebody that pastors is 90% problem people are facing in Nigeria because they refuse to do what they were told to do. That is why we are facing all these problems. The pastors will not even say the truth. And today you have confirmed it. Somebody is telling without your PVC, you cannot receive communion. What sort of nonsense is this? Even the pastors, they are more evil than the ordinary people. They are going to be destroyed as soon as Biafra comes. Because if we allow these people to go in this land blessed by God, in this holy land of Biafra, they will defy the good people.
They will.
So,
they
Director, will. What we are going to do, we will make sure we sweep out these evil people that call themselves pastor. And the other people, they cannot even say the truth. They have destroyed our people. They have destroyed the mentality of our people. Stealing by trees. Telling them God will bless them. Their reward is in heaven. Why they have private jet? There is something somebody posted one day in the Facebook that TB Joshua have bought himself a private jet. And somebody was commenting that he deserved it. And people was talking to that guy that he don't know something. Why he deserved it? And his reward is here on earth. While his followers, their reward will be in heaven. This is stupidity. This is nonsense. Director, this life, these people they are putting us in a mess that we cannot come out unless if we stand up and say no, enough is enough for these things. Please, Director, continue to speak to our people, continue to tell them the important it is for us to stand on our feet and pursue this Biafra. As soon as we get this Biafra, everything will be well with us. Pastors, they are killing us. Spiritually, they are killing us. They are destroying our destinies. And we cannot continue like this, Director. Enough is enough. There is one of my father's brother that died. And that man is owing the Catholic Church. Do you know that the Catholic Church, the parish priest, could not bury this man until their children said land and pay the debt of
his course.
You
of
suffer
course.
People when the person is alive, you continue to suffer. How can this person rest in peace? And you say, when the Reverend Father bury him, he will go to heaven. Why the person is suffering?
That's nonsense.
You suffer because he And you couldn't even have pity on him. And you collected every dime the family have. So that the Reverend Father will bury him. This is madness. This is not the way the old people taught us about Christianity. This Christianity they are taught us today is evil. It's not good. So, Director, I don't have more things to say. I say may God continue to bless you. I say may God continue to provide the strength, energy that will push you in actualizing this Biafra.
Thank you, Director.
He said, thank you very much as well. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone. Please turn your system down. Can you hear me? We are Radio Biafra. We are live and direct from London to humanity. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
From whom next to Minister Alamba now, Benjamin Owerri.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm very happy to hear your voice this evening. Please, Director, order to the parents to come to Owerri and the Mount Edison. So we have got some areas to put it.
If you have areas to put it, please make sure it is well negotiated. Yes. We don't want to start and then we fail. Yes, make sure it is well negotiated, please. We don't want to start and then later on they start telling us stories. If you have a place, you contact Chidebere immediately. Nobody wants Owerri to be Owerri municipality to be covered as much as I do. Other parts of Owerri are covered up to including Olu Road as well. Why the main town is not working, I do not know. But I am very, very certain that we shall overcome that very problem. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Yes.
Yeah, but it is not correct to connect to the radio.
You are connected to the radio. There is a natural time delay before you can speak. That is why. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening to you, Director.
Good evening.
Yes, I am with Jacobs, calling from Denmark.
You're calling from Denmark. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, please, I want to use this medium to announce to the people of Biafra in Denmark who are meeting on Sunday.
Yes, Wisdom, go ahead. Well, listen, there is a meeting on Sunday, you said, is it? On Sunday?
Yes, on Sunday, 22nd.
Yes.
And we need to announce to the people who are here in Denmark that they should endeavor to attend this meeting because the crucial matters will be discussed at the meeting. The venue of the meeting will be at Apostle Kirk, Saxo Gate, number 13, Vestaport. They can use bus 26 or 6A, opposite Fortes. I repeat again, Apostle Kirk, Saxo Gate, number 13. Vestaport. They can use bus 26 or 6A opposite Fortes at Pastor Clement Church. And I also want to urge all other members who have not been able to attend this meeting to come out. Stop listening from your backyard or whatever, or listening to other people. A lot of things are happening in Biafran land. I was surprised the other day the ICC went to Libya to go and kill Christians over there. And I also want to remind them that the same thing is what Boko Haram will also do to our own people if we don't rise up now. Director is preaching the good news of the kingdom of God, which pastor cannot tell you. The man of God of these days have been defiled. I still want to let people know that the truth is Jesus he is speaking. What he is telling us is life. You cannot hide. You can't hide. We only need 12 apostles that can carry out this news. He is even calling, he's even asking 100. Only 12 people who can broadcast this broadcast and stand on the truth and get ready to die for the truth. Biafra will come. I don't know why people are afraid to die. When the death will come, whether you like it or not. But it's better you die and go to the rightful source, which is what Jesus Christ, and go to the heaven with God. Please, Director, we love what you are doing. What we in Denmark here are doing, we want to tell you that the light in Denmark has not quenched.
Of course, it wouldn't.
And we are still rightly behind you.
Of course.
So we are not going to run away. I'm still telling them, your friends in Denmark, which Nnamdi Kanu, please, we have our next meeting. May God bless you, Nnamdi. And you give you wisdom to pilot the affairs of this great nation, Biafra. Long live Biafra people. And thank you very much. And say hello to Barisema Mizu. She Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is paying attention and heaven is watching. That is why I am absolutely convinced that Biafra will come in our time. Some people may have doubt. When people have doubt, I look at them and I feel sorry for them. I have no reason to doubt that Biafra is coming. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra with the time standing at very close to 9:15 p.m.
Are you
here.
I'm talking to you.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You are talking about those Armenian emirate of the north that cannot produce anything. If you go to the book of Genesis, you see where their mother, when his mother was pregnant, what the Lord told him, the angel of the Lord told him that he will go back to Sarah and bend down and obey. And after that, he will born a child and he will be a fugitive and vagabond. And which means there's no blessing on him, it's a curse. And he said that I'm coming for his covenant is for Isaac, being the son of God, the promise. It is not for this one. So we are not expecting anything from them than what the angel already has been caused.
Hold on, which part of the Bible is this? I want to see if I can find it. Give me the verse in the Bible.
It's in Genesis chapter 17, when Hadad was run away from Sarah, when Sarah persecuted him because of arrogance and bad things. Book of Genesis chapter 17, that is where you go find it.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. So we shouldn't expect anything good from them. Hello?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. He cannot hear me. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Yeah. My name is Nsorigwe Simon Chinyaka.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lagos.
From the heart of darkness itself, there is a noise at the background. It's interfering with our smooth running of our program this evening. Please, the world is listening. Radio Biafra is a global radio station. The whole of humanity is listening. Please turn it down so we can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Yes, I have done that. I think it's okay now. Go ahead. Okay. I just want to appreciate you, your good work, and the good work you are doing for us, and the way you are. I love your program also, and know that I really have much to say, but today is my birthday, and I would like to have a wish from Radio Biafra. Yeah.
we are going to dispense with our normal convention. We don't normally entertain such on Radio Biafra, but since you have called, we are making an exception in this very case. It wouldn't happen again. We are wishing you a very happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm so happy.
Thank you very much, and you must keep listening. You must keep listening. We have dispensed with protocol only now, please. We are not in the habit of that at all. He's a very lucky chap indeed. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Wherever you are, please, we must welcome you. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening, of course. And we must do justice to this very truth that is Biafra. It must be preached here without fear nor favor. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, is it Radio Biafra?
It is Radio Biafra. We are waiting for you to say something. It is Radio Biafra.
Hello, I'm hearing you.
the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you clear.
Give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Madawichi Okike. I'm calling from Delta State.
Which part of Delta State are you calling from?
I'm calling from Delta State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. From Iseluku, go ahead.
I appreciate what your people are doing to bring us from the dungeon of Nigerian immigrants. So we are happy about your negotiation to bring the Japanese to the promised land of the Japanese land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that.
What I want to confirm about this issue is that we should come together to be the city of the Biafra so that we can live together, because whenever we are criticizing one another, you see, to get the Biafra will be a difficult thing to us. So we should come together.
No, my dear brother, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to also listen very, very carefully. I do not associate with criminals and compromisers. I don't associate with traitors. I don't mix with people who are not straightforward. I don't mix with cowards. I don't mix with men who claim they are men, but indeed they are women, without heart, nor the courage, nor the vision to go out and pursue what they know to be right before heaven and before this very earth. If you are suggesting in any way, shape, or form that we go and embrace people who have compromised the essence of Biafra, people who are dining with the mortal enemies of Biafra, those of them who walked upon the graves of our 6 million dead, if you're asking me to meet with them, that is impossible. Impossible. This new Biafra we are building is a Biafra of no compromise of any sort. You are either truthful or you cannot be with us. If you want to be part of what we are doing, your hands must be clean. You must be truthful. You must come to our people and tell them the truth all the time. You do not lie. You don't deceive our people. You don't cheat the same people you claim you're fighting for. That is the difference between me and that very criminal who has compromised and now working with the zoo. Not here. It will not happen. There will be no compromise. And there will be no tolerance for anybody who fails to understand that this is an ideology. You are either with us in truth and honesty, or you are not. There is no middle ground. There will be no compromise. There will be no retreat, and there will be no surrender. We get Biafra or we all die together. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. I wonder if they can hear me. If you can, please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
My beloved director, you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please, my dear brother.
Director, this is Kihul Manya Iwuchuku, Hungary.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I wanted to say thank you for everything and the amazing job you're doing. And I really, really, I can't find an easy way to express it. Let me just tell you a simple story. Of course, I'm married to a European, a Hungarian to be specific. When I told her about Biafra, and then she, all this time, she's been reading and reading and reading and reading. To my surprise, now she started teaching my children what Biafra stands for. And I was so happy. I couldn't imagine that.
That is fantastic.
And as soon as she did that, and I said, okay, I am completing my defense fund today. And I went in and paid the remaining part of my defense funds today. So my only request from you will be, before you go back, if you can, through Skype, administer my oath of office anytime you choose. That will be very good. But that is one part of why I called. The brother had called earlier talking about, you know, what the pastors are doing, not telling the truth. And if you remember, every time I call, I keep stressing on that. The reason why is that our people love our God. We love to be associated with God. That's why our name is everything about Chukwu and the rest of it. You see, the white man knew this when they came. That's why they decided to destroy the religion and package another thing and gave to us. This Montu said it very well. He said they gave us their Bible and took our lands. The story in the Old Testament, Leviticus, is about us. But when they created the New Testament, they changed everything and changed names and told us stories just to make us feel like it's a sin. That's exactly. He talked about the pastors. It's not pastors only. I want to call them by their names. By majority, there are more Catholics. The Catholic priests and bishops are more highly educated with all the philosophy and theology they get. And everything comes back as the self-situation of that religious imperialism through which we were deceived by white men. And then they keep going back to London, to Vatican, to every other thing, and coming back, just continue the same. Now, that's exactly what I was saying. Religion is an instrument of mass control. If you think this very well, because you know the better way to present it, the Bible was not even originally written for average man to read it. It was written for the magistrates and rulers. For those who downloaded the thing I quoted before, which is the second sermon ordered by Queen Elizabeth, the first Bible being printed in Sweden, it was called the Gutenberg Bible, because after a Hungarian man invented the printing press. So the first Bible was then printed in Gutenberg, and that was why it's called the Gutenberg Bible, was ordered by Queen Elizabeth, approved with the Vatican. Then, King James in 1548 ordered 47 of his workers and every other thing to review her mother's Bible in order to produce the King James Version in the year 1611. Anyway, the issue remains. That brother who spoke earlier said it clear. These pastors, women of God, priests, and all this, whatever they call themselves, who have refused to preach the kingdom of God on earth and continue to promise them something in heaven. Yes, suffer here, die here, pay your contributions here, pay your Sunday contribution, pay your Christian mother's dues and every other thing. And when you die, yes, there is waiting for you down there in heaven. No, our Father, Chukwu Adeoma, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on this earth, and that is Biafra.
Of course.
It doesn't say thy kingdom stays in heaven.
No, it says thy kingdom come.
Come on earth.
That is the Lord's prayer.
And these priests and pastors and women of God are promising them something down there they cannot reach, knowing fully well that when you go there, you're not coming back. Every moment someone dies here, he opens his eyes to the other part of the world and realizes that this world, this whole life was all a big dream, and he can't go back to it. I'm sure that everybody must have had this experience. When you're in a dream and have a wonderful dream and you wake up, you want to go back to it, you cannot go. But that's exactly what this life
is. Of course it is. I want to add to what you have said. I want to add to what you have just said. Please, very, very critical. Stay with me. Very, very important. You have raised a very critical issue, which I want to read in conjunction with something else that our brother raised earlier. Very, very important. And that is why I say to the whole world that somebody is lying to somebody, but they don't want to speak the truth. It's as if there is a conspiracy somewhere around this whole world to keep lying. Everybody is on top of lies. I don't know why. Here is the Lord's Prayer for those who don't understand what it means. They asked Yeshua, which is Yahweh Yeshua, which means God saves. Jizoba. That is the meaning of the name of the person the Greeks called Jesus Christ. His name was Yeshua, or Yeheshua. And also the man we call Joshua, his name was Yeshua, not Joshua. There is no J in Hebrew. But somehow humanity have accepted these lies. For many people, because they keep repeating it, somehow becomes the truth. The people that gave birth to Jesus Christ, there is no J in their alphabet. Yahweh becomes Jah or Jehovah, as the case may be. Jerusalem becomes Jerusalem. If you go to Jerusalem today, you will see the signboard. They are telling you it is Jerusalem. Why not J? They know all of these things very, very clearly. And for those who go and kneel before Yoruba pastors, I say this thing to you anytime, any day. Before the white man came, we used to name our children Chizoba. It's the normal, fine, day-to-day name. But do you know that when the white man came, they never told us that the name Chizoba is the same name that Jesus Christ was bearing. That Yeshua means Chizoba, God saves. They never told us. Because if they tell you, you will see yourself as a very special person. Because if you don't come from the same family, you cannot answer the same name. It's as simple as that. That is something they never told you, but this is Radio Biafra will tell you everything. I am going to read the Lord's Prayer for those who don't understand the word of God. I don't claim to be a theologian. I don't have to be. Heaven asked me to come to preach this gospel and I must preach it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, a reign that never ends. Amen. There was no time Jesus said here, in Jesus' name. He never said, in my name I pray. That is something people don't quite understand. I have said this thing to people before, they don't quite want to understand me. And I don't care if you do or not. All honor and glory and power belongs to Chukwu Abiyama. As simple as that. I will go to the very first one, which I wrote, because these are the things that have shackled you. That is why Ethiopia can never be rich. People don't listen when we preach sometimes. Ethiopia is poor. Ethiopia was not colonized. Ethiopians are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Why have they been abandoned? Because they became idol worshippers. That is why hunger and poverty will keep biting them until they come to their senses. I want to go to read you another verse in the scriptures that our brother alluded to. Then who are the Ishmaelites? We agree that the Ishmaelites are the Arabic Islamic people. Is that correct? Listen, but some of you claim you read the Bible. You don't quite understand it. Bible said don't add, don't subtract. That thing you're reading, take it like that. I don't subject the Bible to interpretation. I just give reason to it. When Bible says, God said, you will have no other God apart from me. It's very clear to me, very simple and straightforward. You know, saying accuracy is rubbish to me. God said to Moses, you will have no other God apart from me. That's what he said. Which part of it don't you understand? No wonder we don't have electricity and running water. Let me read this for you. This is, thank you, my dear brother, for sending this to me. Genesis chapter 16, verse 9 to 12. That's what we've been struggling with. But the brother sent it to me. Kennedy, Grace, thank you very much for that. I'll read this thing out so that the world will understand what is happening to Alakoba, Islam, Boko Haram. You will see it here. It's in the word of God. And I will read it this evening. Then the angel of the Lord told her, this is the lady who was serving Sarah, the wife of Abraham. Go back to your mistress, which is go back to Sarah, and submit to her. The angel added, I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too numerous to count. The angel of the Lord also said to her, this is to Haggai, I think that's her name, you are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. Listen to the next one. He will be as wild donkey of a man. He will be a wild donkey of a man. Wild. Anoman. This is in the scriptures. Genesis. Which is incidentally also in the Quran. Funny enough. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone. You know, Islam, they bomb everybody. They go to Denmark, they bomb you. They go to France, they go to America. Anywhere they go to, they fight everybody. Anywhere there is Islam, there is trouble. It is written in the book of Genesis chapter 16, 9 to 12. Very clean and clear. It is not subject to interpretation. This is the clear... Oh. Chineke menanya bara. Chikwa Abiyama has to be God, I'm telling you. And everyone's hand will be against him. And he will live in hostility. He will be fighting all the time. Alakoba jihad. Every day is jihad. Every blessed day, they must find something to fight and kill. If there is nothing, they'll start killing themselves. That is the way they are. That is why in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia, they're all fighting, they're all killing themselves. You understand that? Even in Saudi Arabia, you are extreme. They say you're not extreme enough. You're not Sunni enough. You're not Wahhabist enough. You are not Shia enough. There must always be a higher level of evil to be perpetrated. In the name of heaven, he will live in hostility towards all his brothers. They will always fight and kill each other. They will pursue his release. Even for no valid reason, they will seek to kill. It's in the scriptures. Not me. I'm just reading Genesis chapter 16, 9 to 12. These are the people you want to be in the same country with, called Nigeria. I say that the coming of Biafra is divine. There is nothing you and I can do to stop the coming of Biafra. Instead, Chukwuebiam will kill everybody. Instead, everybody will die. Rather than the word of God not to come to pass. That is why I believe in what I do. In the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Mr. Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Mr. Director. This is Uche Celestine calling from New York, Queens Village.
Thank you very much. Queens Village, you just listened from Queens Village, New York. Thank you.
I'm from Abu Delta State.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. In fact, you have spoken indeed, Director. I appreciate you. Ever since we spoke last, when you were in Nigeria, you know, since then we went to Professor Dr. Innocent Odenigbo's burial.
Yes.
And we thank God, you know, everything was done successfully, you know, and we came back. And just today, I just heard that you're back to London. So I said, okay, let me call you.
You did well.
So I'm so happy for the safe journey, you know. Director, I want to say thank you so much for the things you have been doing, for, you know, actually standing very strongly for this, you know, this struggling. This struggle. And I listened to the other guy who called you. He said he's from Iseluku, Delta State.
Yes.
I was, you know, when he was telling you about, you know, why don't we work together? And I laughed in my heart. I said, well, I wanted to ask him if he had a job. What is he doing in Iseluku? You know? You know, these are one of those people who actually, they call themselves Biafra, but they are not a real core Biafra. You understand?
Of
like
course.
Me, a lot of things, and I shed tears in my heart. And I went through your all the write-up in Radio Biafra. I see when Abgar backing Jonathan for re-election, I laugh in my heart. I said, these men are cursed. By Ume saying that they are going to back Jonathan for the interest of Ndigbo. You understand?
Instead of his own personal interest, instead of him to say, yes, for my own personal interest of Ndigbo.
Right. And another one again. Yes. He said, I can't guarantee general election in 2015 at Ahiru Jega. I said, yes, God, thank you. Chukwu Abiyama, this is your word. You never lie. Nnamdi Kanu said this thing before. I said, this is a prophet. This is a man that you have sent to deliver this message to the people of Biafra. I said, now everything is coming to pass. And the word of God will come to pass. The word of God does not lie. I said, thank God. All these things are happening for the sake of Biafra to stand. I said, God, this is your work. And another thing again, Buhari... You said Buhari traveled to UK for, you know, for treatment or whatever.
He's here on a medical trip.
On a okay. This is a Nigeria they said they want to die for. They said they love Nigeria. Now, you said you love Nigeria. You cannot put all the medical facility that can take care of you and other people like you. And you are now running to London
exactly
to treat yourself. What about those who don't have the money, who cannot fly to London? What will happen to them?
They die. They perish.
This is the future of the zoo. This is where the zoo is ending. And this is where they want us to belong, God forbid. Like you said, this 2015, Biafra will come to stand. Nothing, we are unshakable. Nothing is going to stop us, my brother. As God has given strength to speak without, to be boldly, without being afraid of anything, the same God will lead us to the promised land on that day, and you will be the leader. Because this is the way where Moses was leading the people of Israelites, my brother. There are many people who were doubting. They will say, who is Moses? Is it not Moses? Is it not that Moses? Is it not this? But when it happened, there was no going back. And the people who refused to follow up, what happened to them? They all perished. So the same thing is going to happen to this Biafra. Those people who refuse to listen to your voice, to listen to the dream and to the struggle, those people, they will fall in the pit. They will fall in the pit except they listen. The earlier, the better. Another one again I want to say is, you know, Okonjo. In fact, I'm not even interested in Nigeria, the zoo problem. What I'm interested now is how we are going to stand and move forward. You understand? So my prayer is that God will continue to grant you the strength and do not relent any effort, irrespective of what people will say or what people, the kind of letter people will write to you or the kind of call people will call you and say some nasty and disgusting, you know, words. But do not pay no attention to those rubbish. And our people too, the Igbos, if you look at the whole world, there is no place, there is no Igbo man in the world. And I keep asking ourselves, what are we doing here? Ever since I have been here, I have never seen any Hausa man in the street or Yoruba. Even the Hausa and a few Yoruba people, they will tell you they work with the United Nations. They work with Nigerian embassy. What about us?
United Nations.
Any Hausa man you see here is a diplomat. I look at myself. Even when they speak English, the kind of English that will come out from their mouth, you will begin to imagine what school they attend. And these are the people they are sending to represent us in America. And I keep asking all the whole Igbo people, when they talk, say, Biafra, this one, that one, you talk about Biafra. I keep asking them, what are you doing in Senegal? What are you doing in U.S.? What are you doing here? If you all go to Nigeria and build Biafra, if you go to Biafra and fight for Biafra and build Biafra, do you think you will be in this situation you are today? All the whole Muslim people, all the whole diplomats, they are all Hausas. Which Igbo man is an ambassador? Name one of the countries, a good country. I'm talking about, because they always send the non-Hausa people, the non-Hausa tribe, they send them to the poor countries. And the Hausa and the Yoruba people, they send them to UK, to London, to Australia. Tell me which of the good country an Igbo man has been an ambassador, or or an Edo man. Or you see this Edo Delta issue of whatever. They say they are Niger Delta. Just look at them and laugh. My God, now you punish all of them. Anybody who wants to support our stand, this Biafra must stand. My God, now you punish that person. I don't care who that person be. Maybe they listen to me. Now God will punish them this year, 2015. As we say, they don't get shame for us. They don't have a single shame. Our girls are prostituted everywhere in the world. Our boys are selling drugs, doing for one night. Who led them to that? The zoo. And they cannot sit down and think about their life. Our some people are there duping us, taking our money to their land, taking our oils to their land. Then we, who have all the oils, who have all the farms and everything, we have nothing to write home about. They took the first capital of the zoo. They carry after the Yorubas have gained a lot from the Nigerian west, and the Hausa man came and said, "This is our turn." They took the headquarters, the Nigerian capital. They took it to Abuja, to the Hausas, and they are sharing this wealth between themselves, and they marginalize the Biafrans. And people are just talking nonsense, saying one Nigeria. When they ask an Igbo man to speak Yoruba before he should contest any election, you are saying Nigeria is one. Boko Haram is there killing everybody, killing all the Biafrans. You're saying Nigeria is one. God forbid. And I would challenge any Deccan or Edo or these are people who said they are Niger Delta. I will confront them when I tell them about, when they bring this issue, I know what to tell them. In fact, nobody will come to my face and say that, because they know me, I'm a very violent person. I cannot say anything now.
You don't have to be violent.
What I'm praying is that we have to, nothing will stop us. Nothing will stop us. Whether they like it or not, nothing will stop us. I don't care who they are. I don't care who is listening to me. Nothing will stop us. Another thing I want to say again is this. To all my brothers, all my Biafran brothers who live in New York, I live in Queens Village. So if you want to contact me, I can give you my number to contact me so we can have, you can come to our family meeting in Queens Village in New York. My number is 347-319-7260. So you can contact me through my number. My name is Uche Celeste. And God bless all the Biafran. And God bless you, my brother, too. And God will strengthen you and, you know, give you all it takes.
Thank you very much. For this. Thank
in
you.
In Jesus' name.
He say. Thank you very, very much. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone. Can Hello? You hear me? Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. Am I online with Radio Biafra?
Yes, you are. This is Radio Biafra and the world is listening. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Priska. Calling you right now from Enugu State, Nigeria, to be...
Thank you very much, Priska. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you very well. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead. I don't think they're there. They are not there. A little girl. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Barrister, is it me?
Barrister, yes. Please go ahead. I've mixed the lines together, but it's a good thing that you're here. Please continue.
Yes, this my brother, the one in New York, he spoke my heart.
Did he?
Put it that way.
Yeah, like
he's a good man.
Yes,
yes. He's a fine up man. I couldn't stop laughing. Barrister,
yes.
I've got some information from our brother in Gabon.
That's very good.
His name is Mr. Chinemere. He's looking ways to pay in his own defense fund, and he's been trying to see if he can gather some people in the Gabon area where he lives, to no avail. So if you can put him through to one of those brothers in Gabon, he desperately wants to make his defense fund as quick as possible. So that's what I want to pass across.
Thank you very much. And in the process, I would like the number of our African rep, Gochukwu Azubike. You have to inbox your number. Thank you very much for that, please, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Gochukwu Azubike, I need your telephone number for our brother in Gabon to contact you so you can put him in touch with the family over there as well. Do that immediately before we proceed any further. If you can, this is Radio Biafra. We have people trying to contact us. They have to contact us because nobody is like, no radio station is like Radio Biafra. We are too formidable, honestly speaking. Why are we formidable? I na agbaso ozioma Chineke n'ime mmuo na eziokwu asoge ngongo atogegwu mmadu obula. We are without fear before our enemies. Second week of next month, I will be in the Holy Land of Biafra.
spreading this very gospel from the very land of my ancestors. This is Radio Biafra. I know some of you are calling. Please, when you call Radio Biafra, remain where you are. Remain where you are. Do not disengage. I don't like it when people disengage temporarily. I am Naji Gog, Hanya Basa. After 3 years, we should have been fighting on till today, if need be. If I died in the process, so be it. That is life. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, if I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, Director, my name is Iman Laj. I'm calling from UAE.
From United Arab Emirates, I presume that to be Dubai. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, I appreciate what I thank God for the immense wisdom he has given you in propagating this gospel. I thank God so much. I want to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting tomorrow by 4 o'clock. I call on every member of Biafran family here, newcomers, old members, to be in the meeting on time. We have a very serious thing to discuss. Then another thing I want to go into right now is there is one particular item, Director, you do emphasize on, which a lot of people might not take cognizant notice of the message. This message is about circumcision. You do talk about this circumcision. I myself do not know much about circumcision until I started listening to Lady Biafra. And a couple of biblical research I have done told me that this circumcision is a covenant between God and Abraham. This was enacted in the Old Testament. But I'm here to let everybody know that whatever you hear in the Radio Biafra is gospel and nothing but the gospel. Director, if you may allow me, there's a passage in the New Testament in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 8, that we want you to read. Please, if you can do that.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 7, and verse 8, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I will try to get it up and I will also try to read it. You said it's Acts chapter 7.
Okay, can I read it?
Of course you may, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, and it says, and he gave him the covenant of... This is New Testament.
New Testament.
And he gave him the covenant of... Yes, New Testament. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac and circumcised him the 8th day. And Isaac begat Jacob. And Jacob began the 12 patriarchs. So, people who think, hello, can you hear me?
We are listening. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay.
Have we lost him? We have lost him. His line is no longer there, but he will try and come back to us because I am very, very interested in what he's saying. What he's saying makes a lot of sense. Even in the New Testament, there is circumcision there. And when did Abraham circumcise Isaac? On the 8th day. And when did your father circumcise you, assuming you're lucky enough to be born in Biafra land? On the 8th day. That same covenant. The 8th day. Why not the 5th day? Why not the 10th day? On the 8th day. Showing that you're a child of heaven. Some of you don't know. You go and kneel. You know, say, oh, don't forget that Radio Biafra. It is in the past. Jesus Christ came and shed the blood of the Calvary and everything is washed away. Zuzuru, own Yoshika washed away. Criminals and vagabonds. It washed away. It is a covenant. Forged in blood. You don't wake up one morning and wash away covenant. Covenant with God in heaven. Not with man. The circumcision of the foreskin on the 8th day is an order from heaven that mankind cannot comprehend. Europeans, they don't circumcise them. Because of that, they said everything is washed away. You can't circumcise, because any day you circumcise, you become Hebrew. They never wanted to be Hebrews. They never wanted to convert to Judaism. They never wanted to. They said, oh, Jesus Christ said, behold, all things are passed away. And I asked them, where did Yeshua worship? In the temple. The same temple built by who? By Solomon. Not in St. Agnes Church. But the world is filled with lies and liars who have come to deceive.
Their nemesis is Radio Biafra. We must preach the truth. If you are circumcised on the eighth day after you were born, like every Biafran child is all over the world, you are directly from God in heaven. It's a covenant with heaven, not with this very earth. That is why you are very special. That is why Awasa is contamination. If you're dealing with Awasa, you are going contrary to the will of God. Contamination. Serious, crude contamination. It is here. They are like wild donkey of a man. Wild. No wonder Hanachina Magali Benin. You drink the blood of the cattle and the milk. And these are the people who prefer. No wonder in Ghana there is no longer light. Because an Awasa man is in charge. Anywhere you have Awasa in control, they plunge them into darkness. That is why the zoo is filled with darkness. They think we are joking. They are grossly mistaken. I say, by the time we are finished, you will tell your children about us and your grandchildren. You will say, you never believed in your life that such people can exist. Nothing moves me. Nothing of this very earth moves me. Nothing whatsoever. I owned a property in England in 2001. When some people were still scavenging to pay house rent in Lagos. And I still do, as a matter of fact. You see, sometimes I keep telling people, we don't scavenge. We are not from families of scavengers. We don't scavenge. We have natural class. You don't belittle yourself by scavenging for peanuts. You allow the will of God, Uche Chineke, to prevail. In the end, the cream always rises to the top. That is why we can never have any. It's inconceivable. You can try. You can never be Radio Biafra. You can never be. Form is temporary. Class is permanent. That is form. It's temporary. Once you have class, it endures forever and ever. That's why we are here. And that is why I can tell you with every shred of assurance that Biafra will come. I am not under any doubt whatsoever. Heaven knows I don't go. And the only thing that frightens me is Ununi Nejo Brawosa more. That is what worries me. All of you with wild donkey blood inside you. They are the people. The level of contamination is what worries me. But if we can find enough genuine Biafrans, 100 we match. Even less than that. And Biafra will come. Chukwu Abiam have asked us to assemble 100 only. Only 100. And then he will tell humanity that he's God. Some of you go to church, you claim you worship God, you don't have any faith, you don't have any belief. As for me, without Chukwu Abiam, there is nothing else. And he is about to prove who he is with the coming of Biafra. That man, they can all combine together and do every alliance and plan with wild donkeys. Not me, Genesis. Akwukwo Nsọ Chineke. Genesis chapter 16, verse 9 to 12. Awasa Fulani is here. Wild donkeys, the children of Ishmael. I'm in the same country with them. They are not even circumcised on the eighth day. What we do today when we give birth to our children, Abraham was doing. And if you go to our people and ask them, how did you start circumcising on the eighth day? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. As old as Biafra itself. That tells you who you are. Blood covenant with heaven. Blood. Because once your foreskin is cut off as a child, that boy will cry and will shed blood. You kneel down before Yoruba. Stupid people. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work is endless until Biafra comes and beyond. And as the very eminent barrister will say, even if Biafra comes, this very job continues. It never ever stops because it's been ordained by heaven. How was your machineke? This is Radio Biafra. Hello? The caller on the line. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I am Chimwendu Praise. Okay.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Benue State.
From Benue. Okay. Where in Benue State are you? Are you in Boko? Where are you? Or through Boko?
No, I'm in
Makurdi.
I am Makurdi, yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Director, I want to know if a woman can join the force.
No, a woman cannot join the front line. They can work in other capacity, but not the front line. No, they won't.
Okay. No problem. Is there any family holding in Benue State?
I believe we have a family in Benue, but I'm not sure about Makurdi. I'm sure maybe the zoo coordinator will be able to let me know. I'm not too sure if there is any Biafran family in Benue, but I'm sure that also our zoo coordinator will be able to notify me if we have one or not. If you keep listening, of course, if there is, we will bring that to your esteemed attention. Thank you very much for calling. There is no space on the front line for our women. They can do other work as well, but fight at the front line, not at this very stage. Once Biafra comes, if they want to enlist, it's entirely up to them. There will be no discrimination anywhere in Biafra land. No discrimination. If a lady wants to fight at the front line, that is her prerogative. But for now, this very army is strictly men only. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please speak your name and where you are.
I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Good evening, Mazareto.
Go ahead.
Good evening, Mazareto.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm currently from Republic of Benin, Parakou in particular.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just want to appreciate your beautiful work you have been doing since when I came up to my radio brother.
Thank you very much.
I continue to bless you.
And you too. You say?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People are calling us. We must answer them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Are we losing them? We may have lost them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I'm still here. I'm still on the line, my director.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you have anything else to say, please?
Yeah, we will be trying to organize the FUB member in Parakou here. Well, due to some membership, some of them, they are not regarding the conversation as if the Biafra is coming indeed. Well, yes. We will be trying to push them that what they are doing is real. Well, I can't really know how can we go more further telling them that this is what to do and this is not what to do. You understand?
Yes, you don't need to see. This Biafra will be gotten by very few people. Very, very few people. You don't need too many people around you to make something happen. That is something most of you tend to forget. We don't need... If there are too many of us, man will think, oh, I did it. We brought Biafra. Biafra is a divine gift. If Chukwu Abiyama says Biafra will come, Biafra will come. If he says no to Biafra, Biafra will not come. It's a divine gift. It's not in the gift of man to give. It's in the gift of heaven. That the kingdom... You are fighting for the kingdom of God to come down to earth. It is not within your... It is for God to allow his kingdom to come to earth or not. It's not for you to decide. So that is why we need to prepare ourselves both in body, mind, and spirit to align ourselves also with the wishes of heaven that this very dream may come to reality in our time. We don't need too many people or else man will take the glory. We want to win this war in a way that people will talk about the coming of Biafra and say it is a miracle. We want it to be a miracle. Because if it is not a miracle, some of you will keep worshipping idol. But if it comes, then Chukwu Abiyama is there saying, I made this possible. All of you will go and worship him in truth and honesty. As simple as that.
Okay.
So I say to Chukwu Abiyama, Biafra is the only miracle left for you to do. In your holiness and in your magnificence, you must give us Biafra. That humanity may know that you're God. Everybody is against the coming of Biafra because they think the world will come to an end once Biafra comes. That is the only thing that frightens the white man.
Biafra is the only thing that scares every head of state around the world. Biafra comes the center of humanity, the center of the whole world. Zero meridian, zero latitude, zero longitude. Once that those people, once they become free, no. That the world will come to an end. The world will not come to an end. Because I go back to our Lord's Prayer. It says forever and ever, which means that it continues forever and ever. That's what I'm saying, the Lord's Prayer. What he said. Not what a white man interpreted for you. No. The word, I believe in words coming out of people's mouth direct. Chukwu Abiama gave the tablet, the commandment to Moses. Direct, no interpretation. So I don't want what Yoruba pastor is telling me. What did it say? In every language of the world, you will have no other God apart from me. Very, very simple and straightforward. You come to our Lord's Prayer. What did it say? Forever and ever. The word coming out of the mouth of Yeshua. May glory be upon his name, of course. His gospel was excellent. Excellent. Redemption. Gospel of redemption. Yeshua did not tolerate hypocrisy. He hated hypocrites. That was why he fell out with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They are hypocrites. They wear the gown of garment of priesthood. They come and they are committing atrocities in the house of God. He was against them. They were wearing all this garb of high priesthood, yet they turned the house of God into a money-changing place. Nobody saw it fit to be angry about it. But Yeshua was. You cannot be doing buying and selling in the house of his father. You don't do that nonsense here. Go somewhere else and do it. Consistency. That is what our people don't understand. If you believe in Biafra, you believe in Biafra wholeheartedly. And for those of you who may have been deceived by the other representative of Satan, you have time to amend your ways, because that path you're following leads to ultimate destruction. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program this very day. We'll reconvene again same time tomorrow, 8 p.m. here. Sorry, 7 p.m. here. Keep saying 8 p.m. because I keep thinking I'm in Biafra land. 7 p.m. here and 8 p.m. in Biafra land. Depends on where you are. The same time every blessed day. Some of you did not get through today. We ask you to try again some other time tomorrow. Sometimes stay for 6-7 months. They don't get through. Other people will try every blessed day and they get through. It's just the luck of the draw. That's all there is to it. But all in all, together, we all believe that Biafra is more than a country, and for that reason must be our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. Because he is God, he will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more critically and most crucially, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all once again for listening, and from here, this very evening, it is quite simply good evening.